Hi, I'm Elise Jacowski. I reviewed Robert Kelly's first CD, and boo.
Hey, everybody, it's Monster Voice. Bobby Kelly's going to be at the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club in San Antonio, Texas, starting September 20th through the 23rd. So go see Bobby Kelly live and listen to the You Know What Did podcast on riotcast.com.
Hey, gang, this is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Bert Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
All right, man. Did you see the...
Yeah, that's awesome. I saw that when I walked in.
Let's not get carried away.
I like it. Why can't I like something?
No, he's... No, it's good.
Over-enthusiastic Dan?
Well, here's the deal is that I got you, me, and Kelly. He drew us.
Do you have the picture? I can't wait to see my mongoloid head.
I have him at... Yeah, you... Mongoloid. You're so easy to draw, first of all.
I have a fucking... You know in carnivals where they do those overly large head cartoonish thing? Yeah. That's just me in real life.
Caricature.
Thank you. Joe's a red man.
The truth.
Oof.
Yeah. I got a lot of ring rust.
A Native American?
We have... he's taking the bandana. The bomb danner.
The bomb danner.
Hey. The bomb danner is on what's your name again? I forgot your name.
It's all right. It's Dan.
Soda.
Pop Soda.
Dan Monster Voice Soda is back in his seat.
Back.
Face to face with me as you used to be.
I love that beautiful punim.
And you're back. Welcome back, D-Boy.
Yeah, it's good to be back. I've been listening to the podcast like a jealous girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been good.
It's been really good.
Yeah, it's been not better, not worse, but good.
I believe it's called addition by subtraction.
But we miss you, man. We're glad you're back.
Glad to be back.
And we have, of course, Kelly Festuca, a.k.a. Fat Kelly.
Yeah.
I just love pausing on that. AKA Fat. But you're not really fat anymore. So the new drawing that a fan made of Kelly is just hilarious.
The Mates and Cheeses one?
Oh, I like that one.
It's so good.
The new one. You see the new one?
No.
Show them the new one, Cal.
Let me get the kid's name up.
Do you have
we should change your name?
You know what? This is going to take 20 minutes.
No, I got it. Shut up.
Can we change your name to Kelly Awful Haircut Festuca?
Oh, did you hear that podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't even talk about that on the ride here. Oh.
I'm glad.
She got a haircut. I think it looked like she was mugged.
I saw that one.
My favorite line in the history of the podcast is Bobby said, "You will get your hair cut with a can opener."
I love that. I loved it.
Too much.
That's pretty good. That was Kevin Bieler.
I didn't notice it. I noticed the hair when she walked in, but I didn't notice it. Just like I don't notice my wife when her hair looks great. I don't notice when it looks like shit either. So it kind of goes both ways. Joe List
probably looks like she got beat by Brutus Beefcake in a match and he took a chunk of hair.
Wow, that was wordy. Wow, you need some time back.
I have really been rusty.
I think it looks nice now. You weren't here then.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks good now. It's back.
Yeah.
It's back to cute Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah, she came in with fucking Danny Bonaducci bangs. It was just fucking silly. But anyways, we got Joe List in the house.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Bob.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm great. I'm always happy to be here. It's very enjoyable.
Oh, good.
Glad Dan's back.
Yeah, it's a good time, right?
Linda looks amazing.
Yeah, she does look amazing. I made her wear that. I made her change.
She's wearing tights, too.
She actually came in with a lot more clothes, and I said, no, go put this on.
Lose it.
No, I'm kidding.
The sweater.
You really do. You really do dress sexy for the podcast. You know that.
Yeah. She got the tights on, man. That's the Bobby Flair.
Bobby what? Are those those aren't tights. Those are...
Fishnets. That's sexier than tights.
Fishnets. And we got Kathy... AKA the fucking canunt. Curry. Kathy with an I. The podcast fans know her. Dan knows her. Yeah. Joe might not know her, and Kelly might not know her. And Elise, I believe it's Elise, right?
Yes,
Elise is new. I'll explain what she is. I can't say your last name.
Jakowski.
All right, I don't want to fuck that up. I was going to say Sakowatsowitz.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you know me, I can't say fucking rent. When we thank people in the donations, it takes 20 minutes. But yeah, she... People, you guys know Kathy. She
went on a date.
Everybody knows Kathy.
If you listen to the podcast, you don't know who Kathy is. Go back and listen to the best episode ever.
Yeah, that's called Best Episode Ever. She went on a date with Joe
DeRosa.
Dude. I did. Joey Roses.
And
Dangerous
yeah,
Joe.
And it didn't go too well.
But God, the laughs that came out of that date.
Wow.
That came out of my belly.
And then you went on a date with her.
Yeah, then Kathy and I went on a date.
And Neutral Dan prevailed.
Congressman Dan.
We'll go for pizza. Whatever you like.
You America, can, you, I'll pay the bill. I see. I'm still rusty.
Yeah. And you let her just talk. That was your MO.
Yeah, gas out.
Yeah.
That's what I do with my mom.
Just let her gas out, yeah. And then I take my shots at the end of the round just to get on the cards.
Did you try to get some?
Yeah.
You did?
Shot down.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he kept trying. I mean, like,
how did he try?
Oh, you know, we were walking through. What is that area that we're walking through?
I don't know.
Tudor City.
Yeah.
And I think he was like, oh, look at that nice view. It was like that kind of a thing.
Oh,
like,
let's
oh you stop pulled here. Like a fucking
yeah,
Grease
let's stop
one
here.
Move?
Yeah. Look at that nice view.
I pulled it to Annie.
Sandy, look at the ocean. Sandy, we're at the drive-in. Let me yawn and grab your tit.
What happened to the Denny I met at the beach?
Oh, she's got the dumb accent, too.
Oh, that was cute. Yeah. I liked it. Come on.
Hopelessly devoted to you. That was Joe List.
You got some
I want credit for that
like,
voice.
But amazing. I like that he took credit.
Yeah. I want it. I think I nailed like that's the best I've ever said.
Wow. Someone's going to be listening blown away. Like, whose voice of an angel is that?
That was pretty good.
Oh, Jerry,
so, yeah, you were on the show, and so you tried to get a little bit, and you got shut down.
Yeah, she
that's
shut me
pretty
down.
Pretty odd for you to get shut down. Women respond to you.
I get shut down a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
You do?
What are you... I don't like your fucking canine spray that you give me.
My voice.
Oh.
I lost my voice.
Where'd you see it last? Yellow. Oh.
Hopelessly devoted.
Oh, it never turns off.
And all right. So anyways, Kathy, we have Elise. Elise is here. She actually, the reason why I didn't really put it out there either. This is kind of weird. Look, someone once told me, run to controversy, not away from it. You understand? When something happens that you're like, what the fuck is that? Don't hide. Don't, you know, just go to it and fucking talk to it and let's see what happens. So, Dan Schnitzel, whatever his name is. Dan Schnitzel? What's his name from Stand Up? Is it Stand Up Records? Where is
yeah, Stand Up Records.
Stand Up Records. I don't even know where my seat is. All right, here's the deal. I have a deal with Comedy Central Records. I presented them years, you know, whenever, a few years ago. You want my first CD? They were like, no. Jack Vaughn literally said, no. And I went, are you sure? And he went, absolutely, I don't want it. You can keep that. Okay, whatever. Because my first CD, Robert Kelly Live, I produced myself at the Houston Laugh Stop that's no longer there anymore. It was just, you know, one of those fucking road clubs that would headline a guy like me when I was really kind of a really powerful middler, you know what I mean? And I just started headlining. They would let me go there, and they would record my set. I recorded it myself over 7 shows, and I put it together myself, and I paid for everything myself, and I kind of had something to sell at these shows. I remember, like, that's when I had, like, I had 8 fans. I called them the original, the Fat 8, because it was just fat.
What year was
it? It was just, this was... 10, was it 10? 2003. So it was almost 10 years ago. Okay, when
what,
I was...
What fat were you in? Second?
Might have been third fat.
Or were you in
I
your,
think it was second fat.
Were you in your second skinny?
Wasn't a shrimp.
No,
I'm just imagining her looking at the album cover and walking in and be like, who the fuck is this guy?
Well, here's the thing is I had hair and a goatee, and I was actually good looking. I was actually good looking back then. I wasn't in my fat. Because I think
like
I was
better without hair.
Oh, wow. That just fucking made me thump in my pants.
Yeah.
Can you say that again?
No, I mean,
I like
I
you better
like,
without
I
hair.
Yeah.
Just don't wear any tights if you walk in here. No? What? What? Oh, you fucking...
Yeah,
you went with me like 5 minutes ago. You set me up.
No. Don't give it... Because here's the thing. She's taking something we said off air.
Oh, yeah.
That I didn't... I was saying to her off air, and she's bringing up on air.
But if they fucking actually listen to the show, they would know your obsession with girls in tights.
Well, absolutely. But here's the thing is if they actually were here when we talked about it, which they weren't, they would laugh.
Yeah, give me the bandana.
But they weren't. So
that.
You know what? Give it to her just because she doesn't fucking have...
I actually... I reached for my own mic to grab the bandana. That's how long
I just got excited about your new bracelet, by the way.
Yeah, I just looked at it.
And it's just a coffee bean purple thing. But anywho.
It's like Dane.
So that was Joe List.
Joe List, one more time.
So anyways, I yeah, so anyways, this CD I released by myself, you know, it was just, I went on to move on with Comedy Central Records with my new hour, and they wanted nothing to do with it. This thing was just sitting there. We used to give it away for free to donators. Whoever donated to the podcast, we'd send them my CD. Because here's the deal.
Test their loyalty?
Every once in a while. It's a weird thing because that beginning part of my life, those fans are still around, but they're older now.
Yeah.
You know, they went from college kids to married people, you know, with kids themselves. Yeah. That's 10 years ago. But I'd always get this, Dady, where's that CD? Where's that? Do you have that? And I had, I think, a box of them that I just never sold. So I'd mail them out, whatever. And this guy, Dan from Stand Up Records, is bugging me for years. Dude, can I have that? Can I have that? Can I? Like it was something special.
Like it was just, Dylan, the Lost Tapes?
Well, yeah, he kept going. I'd love to take that. I'd love to just have that. And I was like, yeah. Let me talk to Jack. And I finally talked to Jack, you know, this year or whatever. And I was like, dude, do you want this at all in the future for something else? Maybe we just give it on the next CD. And he's like, no. That's so funny.
It's like adamantly shot it down.
Still doesn't want it. It's like free. Yeah. It's like, dude, take it. I don't even want. No. All right, so I go to Dan. Dude, you can have it. But look, I have a record deal with Comedy Central, okay? This can't fuck with. I can't be promoting, hey, I'm over here at this record label.
Yeah.
I know, I'm over here with this fucking record label. You can have it, but no hoorah, no fucking fwim fwam, no fucking parade, no fucking
boobily boo.
Boobily boo.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever, he takes it, and it takes a long time. He wants the original art, and we got to go. It was a fucking nightmare for me. I got all the shit going on with the pilot and fucking road gigs, and you know, I suck at memory, and he wants a photo from 10 years ago that I got to go find on a fucking server, you know, and he wants all the shit. And I mean, he's a sweet guy. He really is. He's a sweet person. But it's just like, fuck me. Why did I do this? This was dead, over, gone. Move on. Let's get the new one out. Never look the fuck back.
What happened?
So he releases this fucking thing, and then one day I get up, and I'm on Twitter, and I see review of Robert Kelly, and I'm like, whoa. No. I already went through this with this fucking thing back when you're supposed to go through a CD release.
Yeah.
And I read the fucking review, and it's.
Oh boy, Jesus!
Did you read it, Kelly, Kathy?
Uh huh.
What would you give one word?
I need two words.
Like, two words. Go ahead.
Or like three words. Like, all right. Really,
Jesus Christ.
Just on words. Why just
really, I need
right
a
review of the review.
Really fucking bad.
She's still Dan. Just shut up. Yeah. Really fucking bad.
Yeah, Jesus.
Really. No. Yeah. The review. The CD is bad.
Right. I've never listened to this CD. But the review is really bad.
Right.
Oh boy.
That's why I like Elise. She.
Elise.
That's what I said.
You said Elise.
I said Elise.
I said Elise.
I said a leash. I'll rewind the show. I'll stop this fucking show.
Stop the train.
You said a schlush.
Yeah, do it.
Go ahead. What'd you say?
Walk softly and carries a big stick.
Well, here's the deal. This is not only this review. Here, and two reviews came out, which is one was good, kind of. But this one, you really did your job. But here's the thing, too, is that this was your first assignment for this Spit Take. Where are they based out of?
Julie lives in L.A., but I think
Julie,
the writers,
Julie,
yeah,
she's actually a friend of mine.
Yeah, I know.
I love her. I really do. She's one of my favorite people. She's first of all, she's really into comedy, always has been. She really is one of those people that, you know, really is if there's any type of internet news or news about comedy, she's one of the people that has kept it going. She's one of the founders of those people because she was in New York, moved to Las Vegas. Now she's in LA, I guess.
I think so.
Okay. I love her. She's great. She's a little quirky, too. It's a little kind of, you know, just her personality is a little quirky, which I like. You know what I mean? And she's cute. She's really a cute girl. I had a little mini crush on her, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, but yeah, whatever.
Hey.
Hey, all right.
Before.
Boom.
Not before I was married, because my wife listens to this. Who the fuck do you want to bang? Julie who?
Who the fuck are you talking about, Bobby?
So anyways, this was your first assignment.
Yes.
Okay. So I read this, and immediately, I'm going to be honest, because I always am. Because that's my fucking name.
That's what you're known for.
Right? But that's what they call me, right?
Yeah, you're not Bobby necessarily honest. The truth, but you're Bobby Honest. Yeah, that's what Joe and I call you behind the back.
Why am I doing this? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a weird body language.
Yeah.
Ready to pounce. I think I'm cold. Oh, my tits are cold. Well, let me turn this off. I think that's why I was doing it. Because my tits are cold. I know it's kind of comfortable because I'm resting on my stomach. It's almost like a bench. Like I'm sitting at on the Green Monster at Fenway Park and I'm leaning on a bar. I was, to be honest, I was like, this fucking Dan, fuck cocksuck, fuck. And then I'm reading it, and here's the thing with it. You're right. A lot of it.
Don't yell. Your voice cracks when you yell.
No, yell. You're crazy.
You're hurting your voice. Absolutely. A lot of it, if you look, it's right. There's a lot of it where you're like, holy shit, okay. I have to agree with some of this shit that you're saying. But the only, and you really did your fucking job. Have you read the other review? Mm-hmm. Right. It was,
She's like, no, I was done with the album after I wrote the review. I'm not going to go fishing for
it. Was it weird for you to get, like, I'm going to write a review. My first thing is something from 10 years ago,
Totally. I think my biggest point was that it was a weird thing to do, to bring it out now.
Right.
It's like, why it doesn't really...
Right.
It didn't need to be re-released.
So who asked you to review it?
They sent it, Stand Up Records sent us a press release and said, here, do you want to download this and review it?
Was the press release recent?
Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't a full press release.
No, it was from 10 years ago. Just got backed up. What do you think?
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, no,
Dan.
He emailed Julie.
I got just attacked. I'm sorry.
He emailed Julie and said, we think this is something that everyone who's a Robert Kelly fan should listen to. So we're reissuing it. Here's a download. And like 40 pictures of you. And...
40 pictures.
He sent them all. He sent all the pictures you sent. Just a fucking.
Were they old pictures of me?
I don't know.
They
different faces.
You chronicled from all your fats to skinnies to fats. It's like when they do that thing with meth heads when they get arrested over 3 weeks. This is a meth head. This is her 3 years later.
The opening titles of Roseanne where they get, you know. No. What?
All right, that bandana's on there.
You refuse.
What's, so.
You have a flower in your mouth in some of the pictures.
Oh,
is
God.
That photo?
He really didn't send all of them.
That's MySpace. That's MySpace. That was my Sufi after Torgasm. I just
put a flower in
like a listen, fucking hippie.
I'll tell you why I did it.
Rose.
I was on MySpace and I wanted to see.
I put a rose in my mouth. I masturbate to making a passion.
Shut up.
I wanted to just see something if people would do. You know what I mean? After Torgasm, what type of thing? I put a flower in my mouth, and if you looked, there was thousands of people with flowers in their mouths. And I put them in my top 10. Remember my top 10 or top 20? Everybody in my top 20 had flowers in their mouths. Like thousands of people started just doing this. So, but that photo is fucking old. That's when I had hair, I think.
What?
I think I had hair.
That's a while ago.
So they gave you this fucking thing, and then you listened to it.
Yeah.
How many times?
Start to finish twice, maybe, and then certain tracks over and over again. So probably 3 times in total. Skip
right.
around. I didn't have a lot of time.
Now, are you a stand-up?
No, journalist.
You're a journalist.
Yeah.
And how long have you been doing comedy? Like, how long have you been...
Writing about comedy?
Yeah, writing about comedy.
About a year.
A year. Where are you before?
I'm freelance. I write for
She's
a
like,
couple
murders. I went from murders and rapes to comedy.
I was traveling and I wrote about other things, but I've been writing about comedy for a year.
For a year. And, you really...
The length is just what the site requires.
That's the one thing
I wouldn't have gone that long.
Right.
If it had been up to me. But well, how would
if it opened up to you?
Her review would have been 2 words.
Boo!
It stinks.
Shit that been, sandwich.
Shit sandwich. Can I submit 4 words, please?
Thank God we don't have time machines.
Yeah. This really is time capsule comedy. Let's open up the time capsule.
Now, here's the thing is... Yeah, go ahead.
Please tweet at me if you just got that Spinal Tap reference that I threw out there.
Yeah.
Remember, that's the best part.
Yeah, the review
Remember
of the
Spinal
album.
Tap Shark Sandwich. This review is nearly two words long. Shit sandwich.
Yeah, it's good.
You can't say that.
Yeah, it was just funny that you stopped the show.
Yeah. Please doing, tweet at me. He's if doing. You had the reference.
Yeah, you're doing this
Please,
new
right
thing
right now. Pause it and email me. Joe yeah. List. That right. was Joe List. That made that
back,
Spinal
let's
Tap
get
reference.
Back to the review. Come on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like this new thing that you're doing.
Stops down.
What do you mean? I didn't do that before. I've
well,
never done that.
You've done it twice on the.
That's such an issue with Twitter.
You've done it twice. You did the before. Yeah. You're like, that's Joe List.
Can we give
oh, yeah. Well, you're I wanted people to know or? That my voice is.
You what?
Well, when you sing like people? That, you want people to make sure you know. I mean, someone might have thought it was Soder. He's got a velvety voice, but...
No,
no one is going to mistake your voice with Soder's voice, Joe.
No. Let's hear you do Hopelessly Devoted to You.
No.
Come
Try,
on.
Come on.
I don't know the
come
words. On.
Hopelessly devoted.
Hopelessly devoted.
To you.
To you.
I sure hope no one mistakes my voice.
Hopelessly devoted. You really do have a
Can
fucking
Can we give him the Liberace
voice.
Mic?
Look at me, I'm Sandra. All right. All right. So anyway.
So.
Spinal Tap.
So yeah, I mean, so this, it would have been shorter, but it was 11. This is what fucking blew me away. It was 11 paragraphs of.
Jesus.
Of. It was like, I get it.
It was fucking brutal.
And it's like, I want, listen, this is what I want. I want you to go. I want to get Louis C.K. 10 years ago and his fucking dolphin joke. What's
yeah.
that? That was a joke for dolphins. Really? But it would probably, I'm not comparing mine. It would still be better than mine. I want you, I don't want people to actually do that. So I want to get a Louis C.K. album 10 years ago. No, it's still better. But it was, it's fucking weird. How do you, I mean, now this is the thing too, is that you're not a comic. So you're reviewing comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And comedy is so personal.
Yeah.
It's such a personal thing.
Well, it's also it's subjective. So, like, what she might not like, someone else.
Isn't didn't I just say that with personal?
Well, you said personal, and I don't know what that means. Personal sounds like you're
opening
yourself
up. Well, because what she said is the same. It's a dumber way of saying subjective.
Well, there you go. So I just tried to sweeten it.
I'm catering to my podcast, and you're trying to get on Mark Maron's.
Whoa. That was a very Maron line.
So, yeah.
Were you sad when you read that review? What was it like when you read that review?
Dude, what? No, I just fucking. I was, dude, it's not me now.
Yeah, dude, I mean, I'm sad all the time. But
wait a minute. What about me, Mark?
Well, hold on. Right now, someone on Twitter's going to be like, they're shitting on What the Fuck. You're like, no.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, all right.
I don't give a shit. I love Mark. I can shit on What the Fuck. Anyways. So, I mean,
back to
and this
beating.
Is your first
back to the
fucking
paragraph.
Review. And it's not, I mean, I think it's kind of weird that they threw that at you, too.
It was, they got it last minute and they needed somebody, and so I jumped in.
You know who should have wrote it?
Who?
Julie.
Okay.
That's who should have wrote it because... See, they threw it at you at your first one, and you don't know me. You don't know me, right?
I know who you are.
But you don't know me.
Not personally.
Right. You did, I mean, you said nice stuff about my other CD.
Yeah.
But did you, now let me be honest, did you say that just to have something nice in there?
No.
So it wasn't all dark and doomy?
No, I mean, it was just a comparison to say that there, I mean, I was trying not to review the newer one, but just reference it in there so that. Yeah, something balanced.
Well, here's the thing is I like people like there was one person. I didn't retweet it really. I did one thing as a joke, just let you know that I saw it, but I'm not like fuck you. I was joking, you know what I mean? But I didn't want people to, because sometimes you can say, hey, what the fuck? And then everybody goes after you because you fucking wrote it and blah blah blah. And it's like, look, it's a fair review of the CD. It's 10 years ago, but it still was like, wow, man, this is reviewing like art, especially comedy, like is fucking subjective. Because if we took a poll in this room, of if you let people listen to that, there'll be people that will be like, dude, that's fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
You could say that about any form of art. You could say that about every movie, every CD that's ever come out, but you
right.
still have people criticize or critique them. So
right.
there's people are looking at them objectively and trying to,
Cocktail got
something.
Panned and it might be the best movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Cocktail with Tom Cruise?
Brian yeah. Brown.
Did you really like that movie?
I love that movie.
You're lying. Okay, you're lying.
Well, I was 7 when it came out. So.
That was Joe List who said
Joe List.
And, tweet at me if you love Cocktail.
If you love the movie Cocktail.
And also throw a bandana to me if...
you just get a bunch of mail, just a bunch of bandanas.
Yeah, but it was yeah, and then I read that other review, and it was like, oh, my God. I'm like, this fucking guy actually liked it. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck? And the thing, the other thing that bugged me is that I don't want to fucking live this again. I don't want this out there. I don't want my fucking past.
Yeah, right.
I don't. You know what I mean?
It's like, why rehash it?
It's like, and it's like, I, you know what? I don't want to look. If I look back 5 years ago, I'd be like, fuck me. You know what I mean? When I look back at my last CD and I look at some of the stuff, it's like, I was talking to Rogan about this one night. It's like, some comics write jokes, you know, set up punch tag. And, you know, it's a fucking joke. It's the formula. It's just a formula. It's here's a great setup, here's a punch, here's a tag, and we're out. We're moving the fuck on. It's an hour of that shit. Like guys like me or a Burr or, you know, even like Rogan or, you know, there's, you know, it's kind of like these subjects or like a chunk of material, I would say. And you work on it. And it gets bigger. It gets smaller, it gets tighter, and then it gets bigger, and then it gets better. And it's always evolving into something. It's like, this joke might be this now. Like, there's jokes that were on my last CD that I wish I didn't put on there because now it's this bigger, oh my God, fucking polished. It took me 4 years to make that joke the what it should be. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I did it in 2 years. I let it go. And it sucks because it's some of my jokes are never going to be done. It's always going to be evolving. And, you know, even the stuff I have now, like putting up my next album, it's like I'm going to cross between the last album. I have jokes from like the last album, that type of material, and this new thing that I'm kind of on. And it's like, if I, you know, when I do a CD, it's like going to be this fucking weird, it's not going to be all consistent. It's going to be this weird fucking evolution. You're going to see, you know, and I think you see in that next CD, the evolution from the first album to the next album, it's tighter, it's more polished, it's a little more honest, it's a little more my life, it's not so fucking guy, you know, orientated, but it's still fucking hard to look at something like that when that comes up in your face, especially I don't even know you, and it's like, dude, what did I do?
Shitty album.
She was doing it.
Yeah. Joe's on fire. Joe's on fire.
At Joe List Comedy on Twitter. If you like that joke,
if you like that joke, mm-hmm. please
tweet it, Joe.
She was just doing her job though. I don't know, you know.
Really?
Oh, look at Kelly.
Wow.
Jesus.
Who's saying who?
Wow.
Wow. So what was she doing?
We've got a critique of you. Why don't you cue up that 5 minutes we played a couple episodes?
Benedict Vastuka.
She really is. She's looking for new coattails. Yeah. I'm not going to be a comic. I'm going to be a...
Can I rock the spit take? I want to rock the spit take. I do spit takes.
No, I know she was doing her job.
Yeah, and she's like not playing.
Well, no.
Because you asked her what...
What I ask her?
Seems to me that Kelly doesn't think Bobby's funny.
That's what I took. Take away that?
That's what I took.
No, I think this is really cool that she came in to talk to you. Like,
yeah.
Like, because if I were her, like, I mean, I'd be fucking shit my pants.
Why?
I shit my pants and I know you.
Yeah, but I'm not. She's not Salman Rushdie. It's
no, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm not there with your
it's a
arms
fucking
crossed.
Podcast. It's a shitty. I know, it's 10 years ago. If this was my new album, I'd fucking cut your head off. Listen, I'd shave your eyebrows. No, I'm kidding. You better give me a fucking good one.
The reason why
she's here is because I asked her to be here. So fucking thank me.
Yeah.
Not her, first of all. And second of all, I understand she's doing a job. Absolutely. I wanted you on because, number one, I wanted to fucking, I want to understand what the fuck it was. What's going, like, why was this reviewed? Why the fuck would somebody do this? And it must be hard for you to know that you're going to get fucking shit when you're honest, when you're writing something about somebody's creativity. That must be a hard thing to go, fuck, or maybe it's not. Maybe, look, I think it would be hard for you to do. If it's not, there's something wrong with you psychologically. You're a fucking twisted. If you can write that thing about somebody and not have, like, look, I'm being honest, but fuck, This is what I have to do. This is what I do, right?
And everything I write on the internet, I know every comic that I mention has a Google alert on their name, and they're going to see
it. I don't.
Many, many do.
All right. Do you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Do you guys not?
I don't know.
Why would you talking to a group of the laziest fucking comics?
Wait a minute. Do famous people do that? Do we have to do that?
Yeah. God, I'm so far behind.
Dan just figured out how to turn a computer on.
I think most of them do. I just don't.
Yeah.
Fuck you. You're blocking me on everything. You don't go with anything. Yeah, welcome back, Dan.
I was on your side until you took Elisa's side, okay?
Line in the sand has been drawn.
Yeah.
No, I'm the devil's advocate.
You're not an advocate.
I like Elise because she's just like a fucking stone cold killer. She comes in, she's like, yeah, that's what I thought about the
episode. This is why at first read, I was like, fuck Dan Schnitzelschnitzel. Because I was mad, because I was like, well, I didn't want this out there.
I wish that was his real name.
But then it actually interests me, the actual, because I agreed with it. I agreed with what she was saying. I didn't not agree. I wasn't like, that's not fucking true. Like, I'm not going to defend that album. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's my fucking first album. That's my first 15 years. It got me to where I am now. I know what that album is. I'm confident. I'm not going to fucking bash those jokes either. I'm not going to sit here and go, fuck, piss the pants monster. That fucking joke. Yeah, of course.
What about the Sawgus? Was Sawgus on there?
Oof, was it?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, thank God.
Well, let's cue that up. No, I'm just kidding.
If we had that, she'd fucking leave. she'd probably throw the mic at me. No.
My last line was just that I didn't think it deserved to be brought out again. So I think in that way we're on the same page.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There was a lot of stuff in here where we were on the same page. Absolutely. Because you wrote this legitimately reviewing this thing. You didn't write this from fuck Bob Kelly.
No.
And you could tell. It wasn't a
She did buy the URL, though. Fuck Bob Kelly.
Really?
She's going to... What's up, Kelly? I don't.
Because there's women in the room. Usually it's all men, and she's trying to fit in, so she doesn't get. Now there's women in the room, and she's fucking acting a little.
Right, girlfriend? Yeah. Uh-huh, girlfriend?
Who else
I've never
have you
seen her with her legs crossed before?
Have you?
Joking, I don't know.
It's because all the other girls are crossing their legs, and I can't cross my legs, or I would too.
I briefly had mine crossed. It felt good.
You do. Have
you ever gotten shit from somebody? Like, have you ever gotten attacked for reviewing some type of comedy? Like,
name names?
Not yet. I'm sure it'll happen at some point, but I haven't. It hasn't been an issue yet.
Really? What else have you reviewed?
I write for this website called Splitsider, and I review comedy documentaries a lot, but I don't know how many people read it, so I haven't gotten any bad feedback.
Well, that made me feel good, too, when I looked at how many people follow you.
Oh, yeah, nobody.
Yeah, I was like, I'm fine.
Nobody cares about me.
No, I'm kidding. No, but they should. Here's the thing.
Tree falls in the forest, and no one hears. Does it still make noise?
Here's the thing is that comedy is subjective. Comedy, you can't sit here. You can, if you read the review, she makes valid points. As far as stand-up comedy goes, as far as jokes go, where I was in my career, abso-fucking-lutely. But that doesn't mean it's not funny. That doesn't mean people aren't going to laugh. If you're talking about a CD, if I released it today, that, look, if you're a fan of mine, you'll like this album for the shits and giggles factor, to hear the progression. Like, when I watch Richard Pryor's Up in Smoke or Still Smoking, his first...
Or he's just sitting there smoking the cigarette.
He's at the Improv, the original Improv in New York City, and he's got little notes, and he's smoking, and it's like a one or two camera shoot. It's his first one back, and he's talking about sucking a dick.
He's
bombing.
Yeah.
He's bombing, and people were like, what the fuck? What the fuck? But that got him to where he was.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So this album, Piss the Pants Monster, I learned that was when... I used to fucking go from here to here with just energy. I would come off sweating. 10-minute set downstairs, I'd be sweating. Because I would always just, blah, 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 fucking woo, scab, good night. And I put my hand up.
Like rockstar.
You know, and, you know, as I got older and as I got you know, better. I learned how to, I can't do that for one thing physically. I just can't, like, my self-esteem won't allow me to flip out the whole, like, have that energy anymore because I feel like shit. Mm-hmm. And physically, I'm too fat to sweat the whole time. I had to become a better comic. That's what I said. Torgasm made me a better comic because I broke my knee and I had to tell jokes because I couldn't run around. So I had to become a better stand-up. But, so yeah, it's a but you're, I mean, this that type of thing when you now do you like, if you like a guy,
okay,
like personally, who's your favorite comic?
Favorite comic?
Yeah, like, yeah.
I like John Mulaney.
John Mulaney,
place
I
to
love.
Start?
I like John Mulaney a lot. Very funny guy.
Love Mulaney.
Yeah.
He's got a great fucking. People think he's gay.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so good. Yeah, you know John Mulaney?
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah, he's very funny. Yeah, but that's a different type of guy than me. Do you like guys who, do you like Bill Burr?
Yeah, sure.
Jim Norton?
Yeah, totally.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And see.
She's like, I love Joe DeRosa.
Do you know Joe DeRosa?
I know him, yeah.
It's risk taking. It's just barrier breaking.
Can you please review his last CD? Please.
Sure, I
will
cover.
I will pay you I will pay you $300 to review it.
That's
listen
more
to
than
me.
You're making it fucking
listen to me.
Spit taker.
Honestly.
For any of us?
I want one of these reviews.
And then do Joe List, but make Joe List better than Joe DeRosa's.
Oh,
and we can have a fight.
I want my album reviewed.
That was Kelly Festuca.
What?
Twitter.
So has anybody said anything about the review to you?
About your review? No.
Yeah, nobody.
No.
You good or bad?
Sorry?
Good or bad? Nobody. No. Really?
Just you.
Nobody commented on, like, because it was well written.
Thank you. I mean, it's just...
The sentence structure was excellent.
I mean, it was.
Yeah, nobody...
You
I mean,
used
I'm
your
just...
AP style book. This was very good.
Well,
no, but so, I,
if you like that journalist reference, that's at Dan Soder. Okay.
Yeah.
I was playing off the thing Joe was doing.
Yeah, I know, but you took it too far. Yeah, we laughed at his bombing.
And I'm fine. I'm comfortable with it. I'm comfortable with my
And where skin. Are you from originally?
I lived in New York for a while. I lived in Dallas for a while.
And now you're back in New York?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So what's your next assignment?
I'm covering the Eugene Mirbin Comedy Festival this weekend.
See, yeah, that's great. I love Eugene, too.
Me, too.
So you're going to have to write a review on that. And
And the whole thing will be the same length as the review of your album. Because
mine did not deserve 11 paragraphs. I'm going to talk to Julie.
Yeah, talk to Julie.
Yeah, you
that
should.
Was her thing.
That should be. You should have called her and go, look, I listened to half of this. I think I got it.
If it wasn't my first, I might have made an argument for 600 words. But
did it make you? Were you really bummed out after you listened to it?
No.
Did you laugh at all?
I love the idea of an album making someone sad.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That comedy album really bummed me out.
I'm going to go back to college.
you said you laughed a couple times?
Yeah, of course.
Like what?
I said in the review, I liked the Osama bin Laden bit.
You know whose favorite? That's who's the dude that was on SNL that wears black
on
the Daryl Hammond, that's his favorite joke.
Of all time?
He's like, dude, that's one of my favorite jokes of all time. He loves that joke.
You said you recorded this over 7 nights? Because it's
7 shows.
It's really weirdly edited. Like, there's like 36 minute long tracks rather than like big chunks. I think that was something I did because it like jumped
was
around.
Was there a pause?
Lot.
Oh, yeah. It was me. I edited that shit on a fucking, like a square Mac. Like the, like, I don't know. I edited that shit at my house.
Because that changes it. Like, that changes the flow of a set if you're editing it, like, so often. And
Well, here's the thing. It's that was just...
I think we found the problem.
No.
It was part of it.
I think that...
No, when I worked at HBO, we would never take in tapes that were edited or cut because there's no way you could judge a comedian that way. She's right.
Right.
Like, that wasn't a good representation of you and your comedy. She saw your whole set, like, through. You can't watch.
Oh, she was on the money.
Cut.
Oh, her review was great. It was a great review. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I don't think that I know the CD. I mean, there was did you like the Piss the Pants the Monster joke?
No, not really.
Why? Tell me why.
Because it didn't feel like it felt like it came out of nowhere every once in a while, but it wasn't enough of a running joke to work.
Like, explain that.
You mentioned it. You set up the bit and then you used it like twice afterwards as like a tag. It didn't, but I don't know if it was because it was different shows. Like, it didn't feel like it became this running bit that everyone was into. It was just like, oh, I kind of, what are you? And then you were on something else.
Right.
So it was.
I gotta listen to it. That doesn't make sense to me. So it's
brutal. Well,
that's because it's caught.
No, this is great. Yeah. You understand how great this is, though. That if the fact that that CD, I killed 7 shows at a comedy club with that CD that week to perform. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And when I made that, I sold quite a few copies of that thing. But that thing, you know, that album, at the time, I was the funniest motherfucker on the planet in my own head. Mm-hmm. And there was people that thought the same fucking thing. But now looking back on that, it's like, holy shit. Look, like I said before, I'll defend my jokes. I'll defend Piss the Pants Mazza. I'll defend my origins. You know what I mean? My first jokes, because are they funny? Do they have funny? Absolutely.
It's just a funny sentence to be like, I will defend Piss the Pants Monster.
I think, look, I think you have to, as a comic, you can't just throw, you can't say, fuck that. Because I'd be lying, because I did believe in them back then. I did think they were funny. And, I mean, I could do them now if I remembered them, and I would still get laughs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they're part of my personality. But I think that's what kind of got them over too. I always said, and back then, you had to see me live, which I don't think is a great thing for some comics. There's some comics that if you see them on television, it's not as good. There's something missing from them.
But I think all comedy is better live.
I don't.
What?
I think some comics are less funny live. Really? I think some guys are fucking brilliant on TV. Brilliant, because the timing of a setup, punch, tag, and the rhythm on TV, and the angles and the face, and they get to edit it. It's just like, man, to watch it for an hour, I'll fucking cut my wrists.
But don't you think in the room to be in that energy is always better?
Nah, dude. I'm sorry. What were you gonna say, Kathy?
No, I was gonna say with you too. What I always thought about you is that you can't get 5 minutes or 7 minutes of you and get who you are. Like, that was never the right way to present you, right? Even with HBO, like, you need 45 minutes of you. Like, some comics, you take 7 minutes set and you get them, but for you, you're so much better half hour, 45 minutes, like little clips of you.
Yeah, I believe
that's not you. You don't
there's
get
guys
you
that
are.
Those guys get that can do you know, those 7 minute sets or 4 minute sets for Letterman, and you're like, oh my god, you go see him live and it's like, not, I can't. 7 minutes of him is awesome. 50 minutes, I'll fucking kill myself. I can't do it, because I can only suspend reality or listen to the bum 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 for so long, where it's like something else. When you see like Dice live, I don't give a fuck who you are. If you don't think it's funny, there's something wrong with you, because live, it's this fucking animal that exists. It's a fucking organism that's living, that you're like, what the fuck? You don't know what's gonna happen or where he's gonna go, what he's gonna say, you know. That I don't think you'll capture on a CD, mm-hmm. Audio wise, if that makes sense.
But I think we might be talking about two different things in a way. Like, I'm saying, like, there's guys that, like, I would think are great on a short set that I would never want to watch do 45 minutes.
Right.
But you're just equating TV
like
with
yourself.
7 minutes. Right. Like 7 minutes.
Don't stop joking.
But I mean, even if they're doing the 7 minutes, seeing it live is better than seeing it on Letterman. Do you
what?
Know what I mean?
No, I don't.
You're arguing, like, you're saying 5 minutes, there's guys that you like for 5 minutes, but you wouldn't want to see them for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm saying them doing the 5 minutes, watching it live, is better than watching it on television.
I know. I think some guys are better on television than other guys. Do you know what I mean? I think joke writers or joke guys, the monologue type of comic, I think it lends itself better to television sets. Like a storyteller guy, or, you know, like Eddie Murphy couldn't do Letterman, could never just go on Letterman and do a 5-4 minute set.
His Carson's fun still holds well though.
Yeah, but do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's. I'm not saying comparing myself to Eddie Murphy, by the way, but I'm just saying that there's certain guys that can't. Bill Hicks sucked on Letterman.
It just wasn't good.
He wasn't.
Well, you hear the same joke.
Well,
in a longer set, and you realize there's much more components to it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's a chunk as opposed to just doing a TV set.
That's what I'm saying. TV.
Well, CK even did it. At the end of Word, he did one of the best jokes I've ever heard, which was the goodbye Jews bit. You guys ever hear that bit about Schindler's List? All right. Okay, I'm chased in. Anyway, he did it on Conan, and it was short, and I was like, ah, it was still got a laugh when he was talking to Conan, but as a joke whole, watching it on stage like for like 15, 20 minutes, how long that joke went, one of the best jokes I've ever heard.
Well, here's the deal, too. If you like, Dane Cook is he's fucking great at doing the couch, but I've never really seen him doing 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that would go. But if some guys can take their act and swim it over to a couch, almost like a radio show, mm-hmm. when you do radio, you got to kind of take that and conversationalize it. I think that's where I would feel way more comfortable doing that than I would just going, so fucking.
Well, that's the aspect you were talking about where it's like personality, too. It's like your personality on the couch where it seems like, hey, this is who I am as a person.
Yeah.
And some guys, you're right, they translate. Like CK's amazing on the couch. Burr, when he was on Fallon, was great on the couch.
Awesome.
Yeah, there was a point where it was like, oh shit. Then he pulled that fucker right up. Yeah.
But yeah, it's.
Patrice the same way. Patrice was like, oh shit.
He was unbelievable on fucking Fallon.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Same shit. Like, oh shit. Okay, you got it.
Oh, God damn it. When he did that thing about the chick in the audience, I lost my shit. Yeah, but it was like, yeah, you're right. I think personality-driven comedians maybe do better on the couch as opposed to joke writers who just kill in a five-minute set. Yeah.
That's them in personality as well. When you get those really like, you know, when you get those the joke writer comics. What is Joe? What are you laughing at?
I don't know.
I love.
I'm just thinking. What? Frankie Carbone when they get in the argument about Sammy Davis. Oh, personality. Hey, I understand perfectly what you said. He's got a lot of personality. Remember?
I love that.
I want to end up kissing Nat King Cole over here.
I love that Kelly personalized it, though, because you're laughing. Well, so she made it about her. She thought you were laughing at her.
Yeah, because I just knew.
But I didn't want to interrupt your point because I was just doing a dumb Goodfellas reference. But I was laughing to myself because I thought, remember, you know the scene I'm talking about?
Yeah, but
she's personality.
But she's so shell-shocked at you that you go, and she's like, oh, fuck me, what?
I'm about to go, you know, like, let me tell you about comedy. And Joe's like,
no,
she
no,
know
I was,
about comedy. That's
no,
what I thought was going to come out.
Just laughing about that scene.
Well, Kelly, here's the deal. Me and Kelly were talking about a joke before the show. She has this joke, and it's
there it is.
Yeah, I was waiting on that one.
Yeah, there it is.
But it's like, you know, like I can see a little clearer when she told me the premise and the bit, and I'm like, I can see a little clearer my sight on her joke. And she told me, I'm like, that you said this, you did that, you did this, and that doesn't make sense. And she's like, oh shit, all right, I understand a little bit. But it's like, but now I can't tell you anything else because then it'll be my way of doing it, and that will fuck you up because her way of telling a joke may not be my fucking way.
Yeah.
You know, I could look at her joke. I could take what she said and go on stage with it now, I think. What's that?
I was just playing with the bandana.
Oh. Why don't you just pick your phone up and text? Same shit.
I was looking at you, though.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I know. But now I lost my train of thought because
you're
a cunt.
Saying that you could take her joke and go do it on stage.
Yeah, but like we were talking about her jokes, like her things where she's at right now. Like I understand that. Like when I was at when I was at the point with this CD, I don't even know if I just had pure fucking confidence and pure. I could just go on stage and fucking be funny. Like, I didn't, you know, I didn't sit there, fucking sit there and write out shit. I went up, fucking made people laugh, went on tangents, went down roads, and picked shit up as I went. Like, I like this, I like that, and just kept doing that over and over. And then when I had to do my next CD, and I had to do it in these chunks of like, look, I need 50, you know, they were like, we need chunks of shit. I was like, oh shit, I have to.
I was just laughing at chunks. That too. I need chunks of shit.
Well, they were like, we can't have 36. We can't, when we put it on iTunes, we can't charge $1 for 12 seconds of fucking material. Do you know what I mean? Like, they were like, it needs to be at least a few minutes long.
We need a 5-minute bit to sell for $1.
Yeah, we need at least maybe 15. You can't have 37 fucking.
Look at this guy. Ah, woo!
Yeah, this album costs $10, but if you buy it individually, it's $58.
Yeah. I like that Bobby had a Kevin Knox impression on his album. Look at this guy. Yeah, woo! Yeah.
But I think you should always look back at your material and be like, okay, thank God I progressed, or thank God I'm getting better somewhat. I don't think you should throw it down the river. You shouldn't, like, even if you get a review from Elise or anybody else who who you're looking at it. Killer. How old are you?
25.
You're 25. She's a 25-year-old kid looking. We're in a different place right now.
She was 15 when that album came out.
In comedy. It's a different environment out there.
Yeah.
Dude, seriously, I watched the VMAs last night. I remember when hip hop was fucking kill a cop and punch a bitch and fucking, you know, shoot somebody in the face.
Can that be your
now name? It's now it's
kill
some
a cop, shoot a bitch.
Now it's a black guy next to ice and a fountain and fire with a bandana singing about, it's like alternative hip hop now.
Yeah.
It's like the alternative scene is the scene. It's not alternative anymore. There's hip hop guys who are fucking, the guy said it last night, I was the nerd that went to the party, I walked home alone. Now I have a VMA. Okay? Yeah. And the killers, the rappers, you know, that
they're all in jail.
Yeah, but no. It's just it's a different environment, right? The alternative motherfuckers, that's what comedy is right now.
Well, it's like the same way, like, with, yeah, they're all skateboarders now.
The same 10 people are in every comedy movie. I mean, it's the same people. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that to bitch. It's just the way it is right now.
But do you think that is working more now as far as in the world of comedy that it's, like, socially awkward and being like,
Thundercats reference, and everyone's like, fuck it, yeah!
Whereas guys, like, there's no one going out.
Yeah. I mean, that's just trendy. That's what people my age do. But there will always be different sort of genres that are coexisting. But yeah, that's what sort of rises to the top.
Bobby's on
that
hip hop shit.
Well,
exactly. I mean, every
Bobby's on that hip hop killer shit.
Look, nothing dies. Now, like I said about Boston comedy, me, Billy, Patrice, Dane, those guys, that you guys, they're not producing that comic from Boston anymore. They're producing guys like Joe List. Your guys.
Big shoes to fill.
Alcoholics with great jokes.
That's perfect.
Isn't that what you were?
No, I was sober.
Right.
Billy didn't, none of us drank. We fucking busted balls and ate pizza after shows. We didn't go drinking. You know, I mean, it's a different like climate out there. That it's not like that my thing died. I mean, if you look at the top comics right now, they're the ones that making the money. You know, like the Bill Burrs, the Louis, the Chris Rocks, Kevin Hart's, they're my style of comedy. It's not the other style of comedy.
So no one's really doing that anymore?
No, they are. I mean, she said it exists.
Jezelneck,
they're all
crazy money.
Jezelneck, yeah, but Jezelneck, not, he's not getting fucking Kevin Hart money.
No,
he's not getting fucking Louis C.K. money. He's getting, you know, somewhere above me and someone below them. You know what I mean? He's getting good money. Jezelneck's on fire right now.
Right.
But he's not fucking Louis C.K.
No.
He couldn't put a fucking show out and make $1 million in a night. He could become a hundredaire, not a thousandaire.
Talking about totally different comics, though, like, just, you know, he's such a one-liner.
He's a one-liner comic, you know? Yeah. But he's a brilliant fucking... Yeah. I mean, dude, Jezelneck is a fucking... And Amy Schumer's on fire.
Yeah.
Look, I saw Amy's Hour, man.
Right.
In Vegas, fucking, I was laughing my ass off.
Yeah.
Really funny. And I think she's found a way to, she's kind of mixed stories with one-liners. I don't know,
she has, her tags and punches are sometimes one-liner-ish.
Yeah.
But a part of a bigger bit.
Yeah, very funny. Yeah. I think the climate has changed. But now you're going to...
change things.
Anyways, I'm glad you came on the show. We're gonna take a little break right now. We're gonna move on. I have my friend Kathy here. Mm-hmm. We're gonna talk some fucking issues with her because you know what? Somebody fucked my friend Kathy.
A friend of yours?
Somebody fucked my I'm using the wrong word.
Uh-oh.
Fucked over my friend Kathy.
Oh, that changes the whole story, Dan.
Yeah, that changed the whole story.
Yeah, I'm less interested now.
What's going on, Mom, Dad? What's happening? You're breaking up.
So yeah. Anyways, at least before we go, you know, you're staying on. Can you stay?
Yeah, totally.
All right, good. Your review, if you want to check it out, she's a really good writer. I mean, I wish I could review your review. I wish you made some grammatical fucking mistakes. I'd love to put a, really a fucking comma, but I'm too stupid to do that. Maybe have somebody else to do that. But it was a good review. I mean, it was a hurt. It hurt.
I'm sorry.
It hurt, but it was very honest.
But isn't it nice that people are taking what you do so seriously? That's when I say something mean about somebody, at least I think I'm taking what they're doing seriously, and that's a good thing. So when you do something great, it means something, because I don't just say everything you do is brilliant.
Boom.
She's right. She's not a sycophant.
I would just act, like you're absolutely, but I would take you just saying everything is brilliant. I would accept that.
But Elise could ease up. Maybe put some gloves on.
I thought we were all going to hate Elise. It was going to be fun. It was going to be a whole thing.
Well, apparently somebody was supposed to fucking set it off, and you didn't.
Well, I didn't read the review. No, if I had read the review, I would be yelling epithets.
What? Epithet. All right, let me read a couple things from the review, and we'll see.
Hey, all right.
I'm going to point to you.
You bitch.
No,
sorry,
here.
Practicing.
Listen, when I point to you, you give me just what you feel. Just what you feel when I say this.
All right.
Okay?
Horny. Oh, I didn't realize. Couldn't start.
That was.
Because he was pointing at me. It was a joke. I'm always horny.
Feeling the void, Joe. It's quiet. Keep talking. Someone.
Okay, ready? Here we go.
Oh boy, here we go. Okay. Hey boy. Yep.
Ooh. Blue.
I just like watching Bobby read. Bobby's like, here we go. Watch me read.
I'm trying to get, because I don't want to.
Yeah, he's doing the mouth thing. Yeah, like a little kid reading.
I want a 600 word review of this podcast.
I'm sticking out.
I don't want to. Spot's
first walk.
Is it handwritten? Why can't you read it?
Yeah. Because I'm trying to. Because I'm trying to get something. I'm trying to get something that would be
fucking
funny.
At it like it's like a magic eye. You're just like,
it still hurts
the way
while
it
I read
sound.
It.
Every right. sentence
Bobby,
is just calling you
it?
A.
All right, here
Bobby.
We go. Kelly's stand-up covers the well. I'll just read it. Kelly's stand-up trod grounded of sex, scholastical humor mixed with some less than earth shattering remarks. Here's the thing. I have a pucker on my right eye, so I can't see out of my right eye. So go fuck yourself. I'm getting eye surgery in a couple weeks.
Can I just correct that you said scholastical and I said scatological?
Oh shit. Okay.
If you're gonna come in here and
she's critiquing your critique of the critique.
You are a shitty person.
What does that mean?
You're gonna come in here with a big
scatological shit humor.
Can you at least say it dumbly so that we can understand it?
Scatological meaning poop.
Does that really mean shit humor?
Yeah, scatological.
Why couldn't you
know that word means?
Did you have to look that up, or did you just have that on your brain?
No, that's what that means.
No, but you just had scatological, whatever the fuck
because
it is.
You at least you want to use nice words in professional
talking about
journalism.
Talking about shit jokes.
Yeah,
I've never heard that word before in my life.
I would have respected you more if you wrote
the presumption that scatological humor is like he thinks shit jokes are funny.
Yeah,
AKA you should have put. To be funny in the article, you should have just put AKA.
We're going to punch up your
shit
review.
Jokes, yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
We're
right
going to make your review funny. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Humor mixed with some less than earth shattering. Wow.
That's not even insulting. That could be amazing. It's just under earth shattering. That could be.
Under.
Technically, unbelievably good is less than
less
earth
than earth shattering remarks about New York smells and raking leaves. You didn't like raking leaves joke.
It was
I know that bit. I like that bit.
Yeah, you played that bit on the show once.
I got to defend Elise on this one.
When it was
Joe's changing sides.
Ah.
I love it. All right, raking leaves. First of all, the raking leaves bit. I mean, come on, man. That's both sides of the coin. I thought
that's comedy 101.
That's fucking.
That's an observation.
That's observation. With a
personal.
With a good tag.
You do a little act out in it.
Is the act gonna come through in the scene?
The raking leaves bit is basically. Let me see if I can remember. Raking leaves. My father would make me rake leaves, and I'd be like, rake them. I rake them, and they're there. It's called fell. No, it's called fall. That's why it's called fall. All the leaves are falling. I rake and they're there. Dad, come up with another season called fell. All the fucking leaves fell. I do this once. This shit sucks. And God named him leave.
Yeah.
Leave him there. If him, wait a minute. There's a tag. If he named him pick-me-ups.
That tag wasn't on the CD. Just
I see
so
that.
But see, now she just changed. Now she's like, now it's the greatest CD ever.
Here we go.
She was like, just got you? Shattered.
Yeah. Would you call that tag earth shattering?
You just scatological your pants. Is
epitome?
Saying
am I saying that right? Epitome?
What?
Epitome? What is that? Epitome.
Where are you talking about?
It says the epitome. Yeah,
it's epitome.
Epitome.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That's actually epitome, Bobby.
I've never ever read the word epitome in my life. In my life, have I seen it?
You just did, and you learned it.
I'm going to go.
We're all learning something from this review.
I want to read the other guy's
Elise
review.
Is a cold-blooded killer.
Hang on. I'm going to read this
Bobby
review.
Bobby doesn't know big words.
Here we go. Ready? Here we go. Ready? I'm going to read the.
What is this word? I let a writ. Grab a beer out of here.
I'm going to read something from the other guy's review really quick. See, this
this dude is fucking funny. Bro, he talks about shit and pussy, and
besides,
I love it.
Besides being the most Mexican-looking Irishman, Kelly is probably best known for his touring with Dane Cook, including Tourgasm, blah, blah, blah. All right. We go. You can tell Kelly is a true Irishman, not just because his middle name is Patrick, but also because he loves to eviscerate his humor with passion. Passion. This guy's good.
Passion.
This guy's good. For one, he hates smart people. Can't stand them.
Saying,
hang on. Saying, what? Are you stupid? I'm not going to read the paper. That would fuck up my nap. I love
that's a good line.
If you want to read this review, it's CharlestownHighSchoolExaminer.com.
Fucking Bobby is so funny.
I'm just saying, I don't need scatological or fucking epitomes.
Epitome.
I don't need. I'm saying that this.
It's really funny.
This album doesn't deserve her.
The contrast between these two reviews. It's
just very funny.
While I don't find his premises and setups humorous, the other guy's like, fucking shit, so funny when he talks about pussy. I love it.
Relate that. We're back to Elise's. I relate to that humor. That's not to say there is anything wrong with that subject matter per se.
Oh, you really are dropping 10
she
little words.
She sucks. You just suck. You really
degree.
Blow.
You need to get your degree in literature.
You know what I know? I know.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I know codes for video games. Did you review that joke?
Huh?
Per se. Who would write per se? You're reviewing... All premises.
It's like she's reviewing something at the MoMA, but it's just you going, wah!
All premises have the potential for new fertile material. Fertile? What the fuck?
Yeah,
but Kelly fails to expand on his ideas in any meaningful way and is set.
Oof. Ooh, that's right.
And his set is mostly a list of shallow observations.
Oh,
what do you feel? Go.
Pain.
What do you feel, Joe? Go.
I'm having fun.
Go ahead. What do you feel?
Hilarious.
What do you feel?
It was sad.
It was my prediction, pain.
Now let's go back to the other one.
The lovely, lovely voice.
While his humor is grown up, he does know how to relate to the audience. Take, for instance, when snow days would be canceled. No school was like the closest thing to having an orgasm at age 7, Kelly joked. Preaching to the choir here. I grew up in Texas. Then he's kind of relating to my joke. I like this guy.
Wait, that's her, not him.
No, that's not him.
Is it her?
This is the guy.
That's
new
him?
Guy.
No, this isn't. I haven't said a big word in 5 seconds. This is.
Well, often melodic.
I use a big word like per se.
I use preaching to the choir. Do you think she would use that? I grew up in Texas. Combined, I may have seen 1 foot of snow before I graduated. It was tempting enough to want to drive to my principal's house the night before and just turn the hose.
What is he working a bit?
Yeah, he's actually working a bit.
He's fucking working a bit in his review. He's like, hey, you ever drove over to your principal's house?
The other problem with listening to the...
this guy workshopping during your review.
You tell me who this is now. The other
I like this game better.
The other
Which review is it?
The other problem with listening...
Okay. I'll know when you get
the other
on
problem with listening to a nearly decade-old album is that right. Our social norms have inevitably... what is that?
Inevitably.
I got it right. Evolved. Though it would be ridiculous to insinuate that the homophobia...
Oh, you really did drop Jesus. Every $10.
Wow, you really just stink.
Social norms.
Homophobia is absent from comedy clubs these days. Kelly's tendency to describe things as a little faggy feels more in a different era.
I don't know. I kind of think that's funny.
The word fag. Now, what do you mean faggy by faggy?
I don't know anybody who says that.
Oh, well, welcome to the podcast. We call
how long
a lot
you,
of shit faggy.
How long have you been reviewing comedy? Yeah.
I mean, I've heard it, but it just doesn't feel like something that I hear that much.
Let
anymore.
Me set it up for you in a
that's
sentence.
That's because
form.
You
your review, you lost a lot of faggy words.
Used?
I don't know. Used? Listen.
Hey, hey, hey,
you're
used.
Just sitting back, hey, jumping in whenever you want to sing.
Said
that's
lose.
What he does. He's the fucking truth.
No, he's not. He's lazy.
First of all, I'm defending you because you fuck up when you want. I fucked up on 9 words.
Yeah.
You fuck up whenever you want, Dan.
Thank you, Bobby.
I did thought you said
I
lose.
I did.
Now, that was a perfect example of what the word faggy means. You use faggy words.
Well, that's like, I agree, like, we watch Eddie Murphy Raw now.
Yeah, I mean, that's
just
crazy,
a real fag.
Yeah. Like, okay, wait, this gets good.
You get Delirious, you're like, oh my God. Even in Delirious, you're like, I wore this, so the I don't want the fags looking at my butt. You're
yeah,
like,
yeah,
whoa.
He's just referring to gay people as fags yeah. throughout, and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, Eddie, take it easy.
I don't want to catch that AIDS on my lips, I know.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Ready?
AIDS, yeah, it's also just complete. I catch AIDS on my lips. What, Eddie? What?
His review is very short, by the way. I'm running out of room. He's
actually Charles. Keep going with the big words. I'm learning something.
The album has cut up to 38 mini bites of comedy, which he doesn't mind. Apparently, you had a problem with. No one bit lasts longer than 2 minutes. Kelly goes for.
It's like the Ramones.
But wait a minute. This is the glass half full, as opposed to half empty with Elise. Kelly goes for efficiency and effectiveness.
Strength.
For stand-up.
I think Elise.
Honor.
Yeah. Distance.
Yeah.
All right, then we go back to, here we go, ready?
Glass is completely empty.
Here we go. Okay. His material about women is hardly more progressive, although it appears to have been adequated even when it, is that it?
Antiquated.
What the fuck does that mean?
Come on. You're making me feel
worse.
Wow.
Stop
it.
Wow.
But you can call no... that on the record.
That's how writers
write.
You
got called out on it on the record, on the CD.
What does that mean?
You had a joke about girls don't play video games, and someone yells out on this when you were recording it.
Right.
And that's what I talked about.
But back then, girls didn't.
But the girl in the audience did.
She was a lesbian. I'm kidding.
She was a fag.
She was faggy. Hang on, where was I? This was good.
Women, you never get girls called fags.
I always think it's hilarious.
My favorite thing is when a girl goes, suck my dick. My wife does that every once in a while. She'll go, fucking suck my dick. And it's just so mean. And I'm like, ugh. I don't know what to do.
That.
You do?
Yeah.
I bet you do.
Oh, well, that takes from it.
Appears to have okay. Even when it is recorded, when he learns that a male audience member doesn't play video games, he's dismissed immediately as gay. When a woman pipes up that she does, his retort is, "Okay, you fucking lesbian, relax." Now I'm
just made the same joke 10 years later, so it's still good.
Here's the thing, though: I was in Houston, so you have to take that into consideration.
You did that on purpose. You did make the same joke twice.
When? In this?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what she's saying.
No. You referred to that someone not watching video games as being a lesbian, and then...
But I was kidding when I called her a lesbian. That was the joke. Like, that. I was kidding. Like, she's not a... I mean, I'm
no,
not...
I know,
I don't really
no,
mean she's a
but
lesbian.
You did it real
Yeah, I know, but
here.
There I did it. I did it. She's...
I'm sorry.
When I did it then...
Point to me. I want to give an emotion. Yeah.
When I... when I did it...
Explanation of
what the point is right? I did it here as being... Hey, it's not... When I did it there, I actually called her a... like, you lesbo.
We just crossed over the space-time continuum.
Yeah, because you spoke. Okay.
Jesus.
Sorry, I love you, Kelly.
I love you, Elise.
All right, so yeah, I love
Dan
you.
Dan doesn't say anything because it's neutral.
Overall, his
I
thoughts
think review
on
review was wordy.
Overall, his thoughts on the what is this farrier?
Fairer?
Sorry.
Fairer. I mean, come on, Bobby.
That's me.
I get you. In
sex are less than complimentary. Well, that's a big word, too. And with a track entitled Women Are Evil is Intentional, are not hidden.
Bobby's breaking
Bobby,
a sweat.
Bobby only knows complimentary from the buffet at the hotels. Oh, that deserves
that
more.
Mean.
Come on.
No, that was me.
I'm sorry. I'm reading Elise's words and my brain is shutting
and
down.
And you're starting to fucking break a sweat.
He doesn't come across as an
Overall.
No.
Okay.
You got it, Elise. You tell me what overtly.
Bobby is wearing overalls in the cover.
Overtly.
Yeah. I said overtly. He doesn't come across as overtly sexist.
Sexist person.
Even
I don't.
Even though you have a track called Women Are Evil.
Right. But I'm not. I'm not sexist. I'm just,
I know.
I mean, you know what? You could misogynistic back then a little bit. But I love women, actually.
Yeah, love
what's
love
wrong
women.
With being sexy?
Oh, man, I can see a big word coming up. Let's get going. This is going to be a doozy.
The commercials?
Like, that's the one that you think is going to be tough?
Upkeep?
Like, I nailed it.
Upkeep?
Fucking commercials. What? It's not tough.
Commercials.
all right. Similar, his... propensity.
That's the one.
Wow.
I'm actually getting Robert. Smarter from reading her fucking
Bobby's reading. Bobby's reading. Bobby's reading. Da-da-da-da.
I don't know what it means, but I said it.
Yeah. And you know what? We're all proud of you.
We're going to color right after this.
Who wants a snack?
Inside the lines.
Falling into ethnic accents habitually walks the line of good taste. His annoyance at being mistaken for Mexican while visiting Los Angeles, or his take on the relative sexiness of accents, is clearly based on his own experience. He's not trying to win points through... This is all good stuff, kind of, right?
Yeah.
That's all. It's a compliment.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Being yourself.
It's not a, I mean, it's not bad, but I mean, there was some bad, there was some big words that made it really.
Wait, you're, get to the butt.
Oh, but he fails to.
That's what she said. Hello.
That is Joe List who said that.
Joe List Comedy.
Joe List Comedy.
But he fails to add a substantial ideas to the discussion, making the need for comically exaggerated accents questionable.
I think this is the review we gave Kelly, too.
hang on. Let's go back
at
to...
At Joe List Comedy. Grease is the movie.
No.
He makes a quantum leap from topics. He slides naturally all the way from the pronunciation of Massachusetts to the difficulty of pleasing women.
Ah, but I know who that guy is.
He's good.
Bobby is fucking good. Awesome. Massachusetts is wicked hard to say. Especially when you're 9 beers in like I am right now as I'm reading writing this.
I love all those bits.
Love Bobby.
I remember all those bits. I'm Irish. I have rights. Remember? I remember. I never even heard the CD. I remember that from seeing it live in 2003. I was 18 years old.
There are a few good laughs. A bit about blooper reels from Osama bin Laden's video works well. And when he mentioned how he's still afraid of the dark. So you like that bit. And that,
however, I wouldn't equivalate it as to necessarily being a substantial amount of... I don't know.
Fuck you. I can only...
Unfortunately...
Big words I knew.
Indicative of his
really
voice.
Come on, Elise.
You used indicative.
You really are. You're did, writing this like a recent. You're God. Writing this like a recent journalism grad.
Couple of years, but I still have fun writing like this, so I do.
Yeah, you and Joe DeRosa should mate.
Yeah. Joe's fucking. I don't know why I was doing Joe List face.
Yeah.
Blinking a lot.
Yeah, you made your mouth small. Why would you do that?
Hey. It's a little insensitive.
Dude, come on. You sing like a bird because your mouth is that small.
Hey. Oh, that's funny.
What's that? You want to eat, buddy?
Listen.
It's a beautiful day. Joe List is in the room.
Elise, do you think I have a small mouth?
I've never noticed it before.
Oh, thank
I've
you.
Seen
yeah,
you do stand-up. I've never noticed
it. Oh, great.
Now, what'd you think of his stand-up?
It's
boy.
Preposterous at best.
And
with a sprinkling of... What's that?
I saw you in Seattle.
Oh, a bumper shoot?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
And I've seen you at the Glock Show.
No.
And.
Oh,
and.
The Black Show.
And.
The Glock Show.
And.
Really?
And.
I've known who you are since I was 15.
And.
What?
What'd you think of her show? Really? Oh, no big words for her.
They're 4-minute sets.
Let me fucking tell you something. This old Bobby Kelly would have blown all these fuckers off stage. Check my pulse.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Only because it was so elementary.
Yeah, you really did go a little fucking nuts on the words, sweetie.
I love it, though.
Well, all I can know is that none of my fans will be able to read that article. So we'll
Bobby's right. This chick
sucks. This fucking chick said spasonosis. What is that?
Fuck. I got to have dictionary.com open.
Mom.
Ma.
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 Mom, what's
a quiplite?
Dude, what's a fucking skakatorga jiggalaggle?
I don't know.
Dude, She called him a fucking skinhead. That's racist. He's fucking Irish. I know his fuck because the bit. I know the bit. I know his mother and his uncle, and she called him a scatter cockagle. Earth shattering. Why'd you use earth shattering? Jesus.
I had a word count.
I know, but less than earth shattering.
Oh, you know what you could have done? Is taken some of those huge words and broken up into 8 different words, and then you could have covered.
Could have did.
She's using her degree. Come on. Good girl. Good for you.
All right, thank so.
You. Yeah, you be smart. Don't let the boys make you feel like you should be dumb.
I want to
be.
Oh, dang. If you're on the phone, I'll kill
yes.
you.
Yes.
No, it wasn't. It was looking at the water bottle.
I'm going to do this.
The bag.
If I see you on my phone again, I'm throwing my phone at your face.
Ooh, that'd be good. It's good radio. No,
oh, boy.
Don't.
Oh, please hey.
Don't. Oh, that was serious soda. That was fun.
Please don't. Please, God, don't. Please, Bobby, don't.
Dan, take over.
welcome back.
Oh, you should have went on your phone. That would have been funny.
Yeah, that's the part of my phone.
Texting.
Yeah, that's why you're the lead writer.
Hey guys, welcome back, guys.
Kathy, you look very upset. Are you? Is this? Did you come on the show just to yell at me about just to preview what we're going to talk about? Is it about Twitter?
I don't even know what he's talking about. Swear to God.
No, I think you do.
I thought we had our Twitter conversation.
We did, and I thought it was that, so I didn't know if you were coming.
I got hung up.
Well, Bobby hung up on
you.
And then
only because I got a tweet later in the day.
Oh, I saw that.
Said that I was like a drivel cunt or something.
No, no, no.
I figured you said my tweets were drivel.
No.
I didn't hear what happened after.
I didn't say that.
She whiz.
I didn't say that. They said narcissistic dribble.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Narcissistic.
That's what they said.
Same fucking word that Joe DeRosa called me.
Yeah. So, I mean.
And you joked
that was a pretty brutal episode.
You called me narcissistic too?
I didn't call you narcissistic. I said it was. It's. There's some Twitter accounts that sometimes aggravate me when I can just tell it's just a hot girl.
The way he said it to me was this: I can't stand her cunty ways. Go.
I didn't say that.
I can't stand your cunty ways.
You obviously did. I mean, why would he be making that up?
Bobby, I didn't say cunty ways.
From Grease 3.
I'm kidding.
Oh.
See?
Oh.
See how Kathy just jumps on it right there?
No, why would I think
I was trying to say sometimes like there's hot girls on Twitter that are just like, I don't like this. This is stupid. Why am I going to follow that? That's not
funny.
That's
not what I do.
There was some stuff
what
you
I do.
There's
no,
some stuff
Dan,
you do that.
I'll just tell you the
Let's
truth.
Let's be honest.
I don't know. No.
Sometimes you do that.
To tell you the truth, I go by whatever is trending and I just answer it. So I'm not making that shit up. It's like that's trending bullshit and then I answer it. So
Bobby,
I just
you can
give
take
my
off
opinion.
If you want.
Yeah, Bobby, we'll see you later. We got
there.
I'm awful at Twitter.
Yeah, you just talk.
I would like to,
I mean, to me,
thank
so
Clayton Persons.
No, because people
Peter Martinu, Christian
to
Montoya,
with other people?
Jeffrey
people
Sheldon.
They don't go to other people, they just go between me and the person.
And Clayton Persons again. Thank you.
It's a way to outreach.
Thank you for donating
no,
to the You Know
boring.
What Dude podcast.
That's not boring. That's how you answer fans'
Clayton
questions.
Clayton Persons actually donated a bunch of times.
Know,
we really
I
appreciate that.
I find that. I don't read those people's tweets. Like,
well, no one's boring. Reading that because it's just between me and that person.
Right, I know.
So that's why I rarely tweet out jokes. And when I do, they're medium at best.
Right.
Why don't you have Elise review them?
I just tweet
phonetically,
out
Dan tries to spell things.
I just tweet
no,
out
but I'm saying
thought.
The hypocritical critical ways of Dan.
Hashtag was momentarily disappointing.
The minimalistic
you get,
ways.
But that's what 140 characters, but Dan is one character. Sad man.
Wow, get that bandana.
Yeah, let's just get that off.
I can't get off fast enough.
We can't.
I think it was better than everyone's giving it credit for.
I
you know what?
Here's
the new thing that I'm adding, too. We're turning the photo of Patrice when it's really bad that he has to look at you and judge you.
Oh, all right. Well.
I want
what is this for?
It's the bomb bandana.
When you say a line.
When you say something that's the bomb.
Jerry's got a widow's peak. Kathy and Dan, I want to hear more about this discussion. Keep going.
Welcome to the Kelly Show.
The reason I unfollowed it because I was just like on the toilet, hungover, and I'm like,
no, that's a lie. Because when we were on the phone, you said you were on the train.
Yeah, you did say you're on the train.
Train so toilet. That's when I read Twitter.
The train is a toilet. They should clean the whole thing up.
Okay. Yeah,
I can't do voices.
Off,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. But if you could, that other
so
guy.
So you were mad at him for doing that?
No,
she was mad at me for unfollowing her.
Not mad. I could give a shit. It was like, wow, that's so like. There's so much, like, I've never unfollowed anyone. Just let me finish, okay?
You
did unfollow. I don't
God.
Find
Ooh,
one.
Man, you're not unfollowing people.
No, I don't find one. I've never read people's stuff because most people on Twitter are boring, right? Like, it's very rare that you find anyone that's saying anything that really interesting, right?
You don't follow me, sister.
Once in a while, no.
I follow people on Twitter for jokes. I follow all my favorite comedians.
But like
and
you
I follow
said, every now and then, you say you suck on
Wait
Twitter.
Wait a minute,
every
stop.
Now and then.
Did you just say I follow all my favorite comedians and then point to me and I follow
No.
You pointed at me?
And I was,
see that?
You stepped on what I was saying, Bobby. What I was saying is,
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you did. You just said something.
You stopped.
You just said something.
You cocksucker. No, I'm not one of your favorite comedians.
No, you are one of my favorite comedians.
I'm going to fucking bury you this weekend.
I'm
burying you at Levity Live.
You can't.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Me and Dan
Soda.
I'm
bury the middle.
Yeah,
I'm going to go up before him.
No, you can't do that.
I'm doing it.
You're breaking contract.
I'm burying
you. Send letters to Elise
this
by the Cure.
Weekend.
Bobby, I always agree that you're a hammer, and you are one of my favorite comedians.
I was trying to get a plug in. Me and you, Levity Live, this weekend.
Nice.
Can we stop breaking
weekend.
Up this fight? It's tremendous.
It's not a fight.
No.
This is
good
radio. It's a conversation.
I
understand that you're saying, like, I wasn't mad, but whenever I hear someone say, I couldn't give a shit, that says that they were mad.
No, I
went mad. You dropped it.
That's a good point, Kelly.
That's a good point.
Not at all. No.
We could have more women.
I was interested.
Elise, why don't you add a word? Or seven.
Wait. No, but just like what you said, that's how I thought of him deleting me. Like, wow, that's interesting. He deleted me. That says something. Like, why the... Like, that's a very strong
That I didn't want you on my
action.
Newsfeed anymore.
No, but I'm like, you're so offended by one of my tweets. I tweet maybe every once every 3 days, one thing. That you
annoyed.
Had to delete. I've never deleted anybody, and everyone on my Twitter feed is fucking boring. I never delete anyone. I could care less.
Can I just say something, though? She's got a point. Here's the thing.
It
psychologically,
like I delete paper. It seemed like there was emotions behind it, and I was wondering what they were. More his
I'd
than mine.
I'd be upset. If one of these guys followed me. No, I would be upset.
Right, but you're
Can I just say something?
I'm not.
What?
No.
I get what? People deleting me all the time. I don't care. I'm not a comedian. Like, I don't... But that's not my job. So I just thought there was, like, a little bit of emotions behind it.
Can you say job again the way you just said
job?
That's the way Elise would write job. Job.
You should call it profession.
Profession.
Well, I would be upset. Like, especially...
It's not my profession.
It's not my profession. It's,
We're trying to both think of other words.
I did not attain a degree.
You're like, fuck, occupation. Yeah, there you go. But I was just like, oh, I don't know another word.
We should have Elise on the show to make it better grammatically. Bobby, instead of that word, use this word.
Insinuate that you don't necessarily.
Oh shit! Listen, I agree. We're not going to take one. We're going all the way through.
Okay.
Fuck Brent.
I gotta pee.
You gotta piss?
Yeah, well. Piss.
All right, we'll take.
We'll talk about you when you're gone. See you later.
Ooh. Wow.
I would never do that.
Here's the deal. I think that when you do psychologically, when you find out somebody who is following you, especially look, you have thousands of followers. You're not going to know. But how many followers you have?
Like 260.
You got 260 followers. You know the people that are kind of following you, they're friends of yours, or some people you know, whatever. And then when somebody follows you, it's kind of a big thing that you have. And then when they unfollow you, psychologically, it's like, what the fuck did I do?
You're right. I shouldn't have
you
unfollowed.
Can mute
Here's the deal.
No, I didn't understand. I wanted to know. I
unfollow
gonna,
people all the time.
I was
going
to text you or be like, what the fuck, Dan? Like,
yeah,
why
I
would have
followed
you
again.
No,
I would have been like, I was hungover on the train.
Does Joe DeRosa follow you?
No.
That bothers you. It does.
It did.
Socially,
it did when he was on the show all the time.
Yeah, but it does now, too.
Now it's like, nah, I get, because I know Joe.
Well, no, you don't get it. What do you get about it? He's your friend.
Yeah, he should follow you.
I'm not saying he should or he shouldn't. It's up to Joe, but I'm saying it should bother you because he's your friend.
Yeah, you're right.
Right?
Do you follow him?
Yeah, I follow him.
Oh, and he doesn't follow you back?
Yeah.
To me, that says that Joe doesn't
follow him.
But to me, that says that Joe doesn't care what you're up to because on your Twitter feed,
and
you say what you're up to.
Yeah, like that's what I use the Twitter feed is to say and promote stuff.
Like he doesn't care.
But what's Joe going to go to your gig?
Stands
at comics.
No, but DeRosa is a good friend of his and he has a lot of followers. He could like tweet
Norton and follows me. You don't think Norton would love more than anything in life than to unfollow me? Seriously. Honestly, God, I'm not a great Twitterer. I promote shit and I say one thing and I do photo. I give shit, I guess. Like I photos and things of where I'm at and I'll say things. I'm not a funny Twitterer, but Norton would love to unfollow me, but he can't. Sociably, he can't. He's one of my best friends.
Yeah.
And he follows me because of that. Mm. And I do the same thing.
Well, also, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you have the.
I follow Kathy because I she's my friend.
I don't think you follow me.
I do follow you, fuckface.
You sure?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to find. I'll make a bet right now. If I win, you got to suck me.
Yeah.
Your dick?
Whoa.
No, not my dick. Just me.
Yeah.
At least a nipple. Suck on a nipple.
I just want you to suck anywhere.
I'll suck your nipples.
Suck on a nipple.
All right, I'll find out right now.
Dude, I'll fucking suck your nipples. Fucking.
Dude, I'll fucking suck your nipples, kid.
Duh. All
right, Joe, tweet something right now.
All right. Something hilarious or just pretty good? Or,
earth shattering.
I want just
into earth shattering.
I want
it to be.
I've had some real humdingers. Lately.
I want it to be so good that at least just words shoot out of her mouth like uncontrollably.
I killed it at the DNC. I had some big ones.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Democratic National Convention.
No, but yeah, but you were. I know what the fucking DNC is. I'm talking about
where the fucking president goes to talk and say he's going to do it again.
I know what that is. I'm saying, were you there?
So,
Bob, what do you?
No, I was watching it.
All right, so say you're watching it. You said I killed it at the DNC.
That's the circle around.
Elise, first of all,
at least
that's not the way you say it.
Yeah.
I killed it at the DNC. Yeah. You're giving the wrong information.
You're implying that you were there.
You're implying.
Ah,
that's the word I was.
I like her.
Yeah.
I was there in spirit.
Fucked up, Joe.
You were there in spirit. You're here in spirit.
You're a spirit. I'm drinking spirit.
I only do well on Twitter when it's like a hashtag game. When there's a good hashtag.
Did
going
you tweet?
On, you go to like boom, 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 boom. That's when I can.
I didn't tweet. What am I supposed to tweet?
Just tweet, hey, Bob Kelly. I love Bob Kelly.
Followers by tweeting some dumb thing. Let me come up with a real pearl here.
If you tweet my name, dum-dum, you'll gain followers.
Yeah, but you're going to get a notification anyways.
Yeah, you can't say your name.
Just say I love Bob Kelly. Just say I love Bob Kelly.
Don't do at Robert Kelly.
Yeah, just say I love Bobby Kelly.
I'll say hopelessly devoted to you.
That's all. Just say it.
Okay.
Did you just tweet it?
Mm, yeah, tweet it. Oh,
your thumb as small as your mouth? Why is it going so... Come on. All right, yeah, I got you.
Sound like Sleeping Beauty.
I'm following the
book. What did I write?
You're a chubby jerk.
Call Joe. Joe?
Joe, what he wrote?
Joe, good what? Morning, Joe.
He wrote, you're a chubby jerk.
Joe, you really do kill it on Twitter.
Well, he's the truth. Hey, oh.
That's just...
Hey, Kelly, that was insensitive.
Yeah.
That was a little mean.
You write it.
Apathetic.
Can you get Elise another water, please?
Yeah. Apathetic and inappropriate.
Yeah. Please. Well, I agree that it does. It hurt your feelings.
No, not really. It would seem very petty. Like to
petty.
Me, I after the
petty
biggest
would be like
fight
talking
with
shit
Joe
about you on Twitter.
No, but like even when I had that fight with Joe DeRozier, I didn't unfollow him. Like I would never I just wouldn't. No,
it
I never.
What are these Twitter rules? Why are there Twitter rules?
Twitter does rule.
It's social rules.
There's no rules. It's just my opinion. And so I called up Robert. I said, "Why the fuck would Dan delete me?"
That's not. Like, well, she didn't really. You were mad.
No.
You were mad.
Bobby told me you were mad.
You were mad. You didn't call me up like, why would
the fuck
you
did
didn't call
Dan
me?
Delete
you didn't call
me
up like, I wonder why Dan would delete me.
I said, why the fuck did Dan delete me?
You didn't call me up like you were on
that's
a unicorn with no shirt on. Why would Dan delete me?
Is that what people sound like when they're shirtless?
Yeah, if you're shirtless on a unicorn, you sound like this. Hello. Why would you delete
I don't
me?
I want to climb in your head because it sounds awesome.
I am on a unicorn with no shirt on.
Unicorn tone. All right, well.
You called me up. You were like, why the fuck would Dan delete me?
I talk about lint on the floor like that. Like, that's, I have a
fucking lint on the floor.
You know what I mean? It was funny. And we talked about it. And you're like, oh, I'll get you on the podcast. We'll talk about it. I just thought, like, it was like when I saw that it was Dan. I do who untweeted me on Twitter.
Well, then that's what you're asking for.
Yeah, you know what, though?
I don't care, but it doesn't
matter.
But
you do care. You're doing who unfollows you. Clearly care.
No, because I want to unfollow them. Because I want to. Because
you're petty. That's a petty thing. You just called me petty. That's the most petty thing ever. Let me get an app called Who Unfollowed Me so I can unfollow.
You don't do it?
No, I don't give a shit.
Okay. I do. I think it's interesting.
I'm awful on Twitter. I know that. People are always like, fucking at Dan Soder, why you suck on Twitter? Because I do.
Right.
Best show ever.
Best show ever.
She really is just like a fucking stick of dynamite that you put in a show and you're like, let's blow this thing up.
This is what the show needs, is more women than men. There's a nice sexual tension here.
Yeah, Kelly would really throw us down the fucking river for an all-girl podcast.
I feel like Linda's really vibing me quietly over there.
She's smiling.
You guys are arguing. I got a boner on it. I'm like, keep on arguing. I love
love it.
Do you have a boner? Is that what you said? That's the most off-putting thing I've ever heard in my life.
Good.
Less why don't women
you,
on the good. Show.
Why don't you write about that, Elise?
Kelly's... Where's your fucking big words now?
Kelly's hack statement about women having boners. She would never use the word hack. Inappropriate.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a synonym.
What do you think, Elise? What do you think about this situation? Let's get you away from...
You're young. You know, Twitter.
You grew up with it.
Are you guys the same age?
No.
How old are you, Elise?
Kelly's 45.
You're 25?
Oh, right.
What do you think about that, somebody unfollowing you? Does that bug you? Would that bother you if your friend unfollowed you?
Yeah, a little bit, but I would get over it.
It doesn't bother... Now, do you care about followers on Twitter?
It bothers me when somebody that I talk to on Twitter doesn't follow me. Like,
yes.
That knows I exist on Twitter and still doesn't follow me. Otherwise, I don't really care.
Fucking pal play, mate. I fucking hate it.
Can I tell you something?
Why does she just turn into fucking the crocodile hunter? It's a fucking power play, mate. I fucking hate it.
This is what sometimes a grown female.
Don't do that with your fingers, Dan. That's fucking gross.
What were you saying, Joe?
I found out a thing about Twitter that I didn't realize earlier, and I have to admit, I didn't follow some of you guys before because I went to your feed, and it's just at this person, at that person, at that person. I was like, well, I don't want to read. But I didn't realize that stuff doesn't go into the Twitter feed.
No, it just goes between you and the person.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that.
Explain that again.
If someone says something to me, like, hey, well, you didn't know you weren't. Sorry, Elise, you want to take it over?
Explain that again. Everybody, I love it.
She's a shit starter.
He said, explain that again.
Well, you know what, though? You do talk over people.
I'm sorry.
You don't use your headphones. I want your headphones to be up 4 points higher than anybody else's at all time.
No. I'm not going
What is your name?
Wow. No, please don't. This is Arkin already here.
Now you'll hear what we hear.
Am I always this loud?
In our head, you are.
Wow.
When you're talking over somebody, yes, you are.
You turned up my mic, not my headphones, by the way.
I know, because you wouldn't turn up your headphones.
So I'll just stay
back. Yeah, all right. But anyway, the point was, newsfeed.
So you got it. You explain.
You explain. No, Joe, just go. Don't be a baby.
If you start a tweet, if I reply to your tweet, like if my tweet starts at Robert Kelly, the tweet I just tweeted doesn't show up on people's feeds unless they follow both of us.
Yes.
So I thought, like I went to like Dan's, for instance, like you had like 50 tweets in a row that are like at like, hey man, great, thanks a lot. So I was like, well, I don't really want to follow, but it doesn't actually show up in my feed. So only when you tweet a joke, it shows up in my feed. Well, so for a long time, either. I wouldn't follow people that just had at. Because I was like, well, I don't want to hear that.
If you put a period in front of the at, then it will go to all your followers.
Right.
If you put a period in front of the at.
If you put a space.
If it starts with at, it just goes to that person.
Yeah.
Right. So that.
So I could say to Kathy, I want to suck your left tit.
It goes to whoever
just
if they follow both of you.
If you follow both of you, they'll see it in their newsfeed.
Well, right.
If it goes specifically to your feed, they can see it, but it will automatically come up.
What's the difference between it? But then a retweet goes to everyone as well, and you're saying like a dot does as well?
Like, so if you tweet at fucking Bob Dicksmitch,
he's good.
You're right.
He's
that was good. Great having sex last night. It doesn't come up on my feed unless I follow him.
Right.
So all the shit you tweet at people, I didn't realize that until like a week ago.
Yeah. So now you follow everybody.
What's the difference between if you
Didn't follow me?
No. Oof. I thought you tweet at people a lot. So I would I'd go to your feed and be like, oh, this is all just
do you
I follow you now.
Since when?
A while ago, like 2 months ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dan, do you follow me?
Are you following him?
I follow him.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
I love Listy.
Do you follow the podcast handle as well?
I do, yes. Right. Please don't talk to me like that.
She's naked on a unicorn. Do you follow the
unicorn
podcast?
I started falling asleep as I was talking. I'm sorry.
Well, listen, I think we've learned a lot of things today.
Wait, this isn't ending, right?
No.
I want to keep going.
Well, we're
going
to go for a little longer, but don't ever tell me. You have to pee.
You have to pee.
I think we've learned a lot. Did I have ending voice?
You had ending.
You did. You had wrap it up voice.
I feel like I got broken up with.
And you saw all of our sad faces go, aww.
Well, here's the deal. I think that we should take a little break so you can pee. Or do you want to keep going?
I need to pee too.
Do you need to pee? Does anybody need to pee?
I do.
Let's do a pee thing. All right? Okay, great. We're going to take a little break.
I want
to
go
to pee.
You.
So I want to go while she's going.
It was a smell the toilet seat joke.
All right, we're going to take a little break to pee. And then make sure to stay fucking tuned, I guess.
Are you mad at me?
Yeah, I'm fucking pissed.
Good.
All right, you guys support this show. You've guys been supporting it with the donations, which we thank you so much because we were able to do the video on Ustream because of your donations. You guys go to the website, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly, or just hit the YKWD button on riotcast.com. You guys know where to go. And there's a donation button, and Jeffrey Sheldon, Clayton Person.
You're almost there. Come on. You got 2 out of 2.
Peter Martinu. It's close enough.
Okay.
And Christian Montoya.
That sounds made up.
That's his name. And again, Clayton Person, these donated a lot. Kyle Nomowitz, Mark is that Mixkel?
That sounds
bank account. Oh, wait a minute. I'm kidding. That's mine. You guys, thanks a lot for donating. You know, whether you donate $5 or fucking $50,000, it helps. We
depends on if Kelly eats or not.
So really don't
does.
Donate.
That's like not a joke.
It does. It does.
So
it
if
does.
You want to stop a reemergence of fat killing, then don't donate.
But you guys are great. And make sure you go. Another way to help the podcast, not help. We don't need your fucking help, but we do need your money.
You just really changed your song right there.
Well, I don't want you to think that we're fucking dying over here.
Dying over here, man.
But we do appreciate it. We, you know, this is always free. I don't want to think that you have to fucking kill yourself. It's always going to be here, whether you donate or whatever. But one great way to help us is help our sponsors, which one of two, Amazon.com. If you're going to buy anything off Amazon, anything I talk about on Tech Talk, anything you want, go to Amazon.com through our page on Riotcast. Go to our page. Don't go to anybody else's page. Don't go to fucking anybody else's page. Do not go to Hammer Fisting's page.
You really
page.
Just became a fucking possessive boyfriend.
I love my mood swings.
Yeah. And just really, if you really just want to just go to our page, don't go to anyone else's fucking page. You don't go to their fucking page.
You go to Riotcast YKWD page.
I go to my page.
Hit the Amazon button if you're going to buy anything from Amazon. And a proceeds of that, a very small proceeds, goes to us. But the more you spend, the more we get, and it helps out. And if you are a video game guy, you know, because girls aren't, because they're lesbians, if you are.
Bring it back to me.
And if you don't play video game, guys, you're a faggy.
I don't play video games.
Because you're faggy.
But you know what the good thing about Joe is? He likes watching people play video games. That's a real thing.
I
no football. If they play football, I enjoy
totally
it.
Love watching people play football, play video games. Sorry, I fucking started on that. Is that what you're saying? Yes, I do.
Well, like we'll smoke pot at his house, and then him and Nate will play football, yeah. And I'll watch it like it's a football.
Yeah, but you
game.
Can watch
it's
two flies fuck if you're on pot.
But even just
on
like
pot.
Yeah. Even when
did
my
you
ex used to do it.
Pot?
Are you on the pot?
Did you take pot?
So if you guys play video games, make sure you go to our page, again, at Riotcast, YKWD. Hit Gamefly. We're going to give you 2 free weeks of Gamefly.com. That's basically Netflix of video games. So you don't have to spend the $70, and then it's gone. You don't get to return it. You get like $5 or $6 and $9 back on the game. You can just get as many games as you want. I think 2 at a time, and you get to keep it as long as you want. Return it, get a new game. Return it, get the old game. It's just a great way if you're a video game shit dick like me, and you love playing video games on Xbox or Sony or Wii, whatever your system is. You can get the games and play them, and not have to spend. It's like $70 now, yeah, for some of these games, or $50. It's ridiculous. 2 free weeks, gamefly.com/YKWD. Go to that link, gamefly.com/YKWD. Join up through there. You get 2 free weeks, which is a $22.95. How do you say that? $22.95
offer? Value.
$22.95 value?
It's not value.
Valued at $22.95. No?
How would you say that? Wait, Elise. Stop. Elise.
Thank God you're here, Elise.
How would you say that?
I'm not sure exactly what.
Okay, it's it's basically what they're getting is worth $22.95. How would you say that in a sentence to get people to understand how much they're saving?
Well, to just say that they're saving $22.95. Is it more complicated than that?
Or you say $22.95.
Or it's a $22.95 value.
That's what I just said, value, and everyone shit on me.
No, you didn't say
that. I know what it is. You go, and you get, you know, a discount to the value of $22.95.
So you're getting something worth the value.
It's better. Belly has value before $22.95.
Enough. You shut up. Enough.
No, but the cost.
Shut up. Shut up.
But I know what I'm saying.
Enough. It's $22.95.
Oh, my God.
Value.
I just learned from this episode.
This is my podcast, and I'm not smarting it up for fucking Elise.
What are you doing?
Or nobody.
What are you doing, a Labor Day commercial? I'm Bob Kelly, and on my podcast, you get a value of $22.95, and it is value.
It's
and
not
another
value,
thing is,
it's cost.
If Kelly would have been
value,
raised in this country,
the value,
it's value
is more than $22.
It's value.
The cost is $22.
It's value.
No,
it's value.
What are you talking about?
He's saying that you're saving that much.
Talking
money.
To the mic, Elise.
It's free, and you're saving $23. Right?
Yeah, you're
That's
saving.
You're
yeah, it's free. Yep.
So
wait, I thought
value.
It cost,
it's value.
I thought it cost $20.
No, it's free.
You
it would have cost that if you had to pay it.
Oh, then it is value. I wasn't
it's
paying
value.
Attention because video games are for fags.
Yeah, unless you're a lesbian.
Oh.
Oh.
All right.
So we're back. We're back. Now, Kelly, I mean, Dan, you hate Kathy for some reason.
I don't hate Kathy at all.
Now we're talking.
Oh. Yeah, come on.
I don't hate Kathy.
Kathy, why
are
you
hating me? Let me ask you a question.
Why does Kelly love fucking starting shit? If she was like raised in
Alabama, Kelly, she's right there.
And her boyfriend was getting arrested, she'd be like, hit him! What? Hit the cop! Don't let him push you around like that! What are you, real man? And then he'd be like, I'm gonna do it! And then fucking goes to jail because she's a fucking animal.
And then she flip-flops. Like, she goes back.
Yeah! Come on! Team it up, Kathy!
She's like,
Kathy, team it up!
No, she's like, yeah, when he fucking disses me, and then when I diss him, she's like, yeah. So she's just like interested in.
No, you're not.
I would be totally. Shut up. Totally like offended if someone I banged followed me on Twitter. You know what I mean?
Obama 12.
I don't think Kathy buys Kelly's excuse. She went, oh, really? Really? Really?
Ooh, I love it.
I'm trying to get them to admit that they made out.
Who made out?
Prissy Crime Boss.
You two made out?
Yeah, they did. He told me. He told me they did.
What? Her and I didn't
who
make
told
out.
You that
he was
we
drunk
made
one
out.
Night and he told me they made out.
Not bullshit.
Oh.
Hand to God. Never shit.
First of all, your God sucks.
She's doing what you said.
Yeah,
she's
trying to instigate some shit. She's a fucking.
I know that
she's
you
the.
Would not
she has
say that.
Fucking criminal blood flowing through her.
Totally.
Because she's from a lawless land.
His dad's talking really fast with someone who's innocent, yeah?
Wow, that's true. People talk fast. Elise,
I believe him.
Clearly and slowly.
Yeah.
That fucking heathen is lying.
I want you to slow down. I want to bring her. Dan, stop, stop. I'm going to ask you a question.
Yes.
I want you to be on a unicorn, no shirt.
No unicorn.
Okay.
Unicorn, no shirt.
No shirt.
Of course,
Dan,
Bobby. Yes, Bobby.
Did you make out with Kathy on your date?
I tried, and she didn't want to.
How did you try?
I said.
Did you grab her hair and pull her down and push her head on a curb?
Well, that's kind of rapey. So, no, I didn't. I was trying to be polite.
Stay on the corn. Stay on the corn.
I was trying to be polite.
Yes.
And I said, we should make out. And Kathy said no.
How did you say no, Kathy?
I don't remember.
She said maybe next date. She was open about it.
I was like,
but not me.
Do you stand?
Staying in unicorn voice.
Staying on the corn.
Kelly is a fucking asshole. And she's trying to instigate shit.
Really?
Because she's
are
from
you
an
really?
Island of lawless criminals. Who were sent there because they created the most
stay on the corn. Stay on the corn.
Heinous crime in England. And none of the people in England wanted him there. So they put him on the farthest place away.
Dan,
and
if you knew anything about my family were actually immigrants, so I never came from Britain.
Oh, so who goes there? Why
so
do you
actually
go vacation?
Don't even fucking know me at all. So.
Ooh, she got mad. I got her.
Yes.
I got her. Right. She's pissed. Wow, she's showing real emotion. Kelly always does the smile and the, oh, baby, are you not mad at me? And then when she gets it, she's like, fuck you. You don't know my family. They were on a raft from Italy and they fought the currents.
I was on a boat,
really.
And she fought.
No,
they
I
fought
just
sea ruse.
Hey, you put the bandana on my mic when I was in the fucking shit.
Joe's on fire.
Joe's on fire.
Not fucking wearing that shit.
Whoa!
I think we should make this like a 4-hour drive time radio show. This is the most fun I've ever had.
Hey, you're listening to Bobby and the Group.
You guys don't know how bad my life is
and
outside
the wolf.
Of here.
Listen,
101.7 The Wolf.
Listen,
Kentucky's top classic rock
station.
Kelly, did you really lie?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
It wasn't a lie. It was just fucking pumping up.
No, that was a lie.
No, that's a lie.
Was it?
No, that's a lie.
Blatant.
If they didn't make out and he didn't tell you that drunk.
She used my drinking.
That'd be a fucking lie, you weirdo.
And she tried to use my.
I mean, I'm stupid, Elise, correct? And my jokes aren't up to date, but listen.
I'm going to be on. I'm like, I'm going to get it out of you. And he's like, no, no. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to fucking get the truth out of you.
You want
to fucking. I don't believe him. Because when he says he didn't make out with someone, I don't believe him.
I want to ask you a question. Right now, looking at Kathy. Do you still want to bang her?
I'd bang Kathy, yes.
You still like her?
I don't, that doesn't necessarily mean
look
I like
her.
Her.
She loves hearing this shit. No, I want to
listen to me. Shut the fuck up. The honesty. Listen to me. I actually fucked up the way I worded that. Yeah. But the honesty that you're actually listening to me and you went, look, that doesn't necessarily mean. That doesn't necessarily mean I like her.
Well, I'm just, that doesn't mean, honesty. I'm being honest.
We all know that's how God.
I love you, man. I fucking love you, dude.
I also like that too, though. I think people are like that.
Let me ask. I'm not going to ask you because I know your answer. I want to ask. I want to ask Elise.
Oh dear. Yes.
In 600 words or more.
In 600 big words.
I fucking love list. Oh god damn it. Are women the same like that? Are women the same? Do you look at a guy and just want to bang him and not like him at all?
Sometimes, yes.
Really?
Is the question really, do women fuck guys that they don't like? Of course.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
sometimes you
I
just gotta get you on.
So a guy you don't necessarily like, you'll fuck him.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean not somebody I like. Detest, but somebody who's fine, sure.
Somebody who's fine.
Yeah.
Tell you this one.
Yeah.
A guy already fucked was like in a situation where we're.
I don't like
dating.
That your hair and your headphones are the same color.
Oh, really?
No. I think that's just like Princess Leia.
Go ahead. Guy, you were fucking, yeah.
Does
yeah
it more?
So it was a situation where it was like, you know, dating, blah, blah, blah. And then,
were you eating in the bathroom? Why?
I was eating.
Yeah, she's like.
I was like, I got
get fat again because I'm going to want to bang you. Go ahead.
And he came back to my house ready for a situation where we're going to have sex. And then he pissed me off. He just kind of was acting like a fucking idiot. And I was like, yeah, I'm feeling a bit sick. I think you should go. So I fucking told
you
him to leave.
You pretended to be sick.
Yeah, I told him to leave.
Like, what kind of sick?
I got a sore
an
throat.
Earache? How do you, something you couldn't prove?
I got a sore throat.
What the fuck?
I got an earache. I like you an earache.
What the fuck?
I went to have a shower before he had sex.
You know what? I think this water. I think it turned on
me. Because
I
came out of nowhere. I went to have a shower before we had sex. Hold on. And then I'm like, I've got a sore stomach now. I think he better go. Because like, yeah, I could have. But he's someone who already fucked. Could have fucked him. Did not fuck him. Because I was like, get out of my house.
Bobby saved some gas for the end.
When was all right? First of all, when was the last time you banged? Just last weekend, right?
Yeah, like 4 days ago.
Oh,
you banged. Do you have a boyfriend now, Elise?
No,
you don't have a boyfriend.
No.
So do you have a guy that you fool around with?
Yeah, sometimes.
So you have a booty call?
Yeah.
I like, you know why I like Elise?
Dead honest.
I didn't think she'd fucking be honest.
Yeah, good for you.
But she's dead honest.
What'd you say about a review?
I that fucking honest.
She said fucking honest.
Yeah, wordy, but fucking honest.
Occasionally we have.
She takes a trip to Flood City.
Yeah.
We have voluptuous intercourse.
I just saw that. Yeah. I fucking love that.
Isn't that great?
Flood City.
Let's hit it.
It was from a previous episode.
Yeah,
it's a callback.
There's a whole thing about finger fucking.
When you finger fuck and you touch the G spot and a girl splurts all over you.
Anyway,
you okay with that?
Yeah.
Wow. When me and Dan don't step over the line, Kelly, maybe you shouldn't.
Kelly really takes the romantic allure out of. Yeah. Let's say, would you use allure?
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good that Elise is. Imagine having sex with you. That would suck if you found a note from her.
Read her diary. Yeah. Just a bunch of big words about how you can't fuck.
After you're done fucking, there's just an 11-paragraph fucking you stink in bed.
Or you just hear her going to the other room and just... Just a fucking keyboard going nuts.
No, you look up as you're finger blasting her, and she's typing on an iPad.
I find your cunnilingus a bit sophomoric.
Nice.
You use the typical, the rudimentary fucking first index finger instead of going two in. I ran out of steam.
Narcissistic.
Yeah.
Kathy, what?
Hmm? What?
Oh, the word
Kathy,
narcissistic.
You asked all of us.
Now would you?
No,
I know the answer to her.
What?
That she right now, I know her answer.
Okay.
She doesn't bang anybody right now.
No, I had sex. I banged someone.
You banged somebody?
Yeah, I had sex last night.
Ooh. Yeah. Coming up here. A hot one.
Right. Yeah, but that's why. But that's other sex. We're not talking about
sex?
You don't randomly just fuck a dude.
No, but I always have one person that I'm banging.
You always have somebody that you're fucking.
One person.
Now, do you
monogamous by nature?
Are you now?
Yeah, now that I don't drink, I think if people didn't drink,
yeah. Let's not get carried. What was your nickname?
Story.
What was your nickname when you worked at Cafe Wa?
The Mad Spitter.
Your nickname was the
Mad
Spitter.
And what did I say, Bobby?
Yeah. No, that's because I spit in people's drinks.
She's spitting people's drinks. That's why. And I, yeah.
Yeah, she used to throw cigarette butts in people's hair.
Fucking hell.
I did a girl called the Happy Swallower. Hello. All right.
What is that bandana?
That fucking deserves more. Mad Spitter,
you
Happy
can't
Swallower.
Fucking,
shut up.
I just wrapped that around your mouth.
I don't care about any of you.
Actually, tie a baby knot and hold it in your mouth. So, yeah, I mean, you.
I always have something.
Talking to the mic.
I always have somebody. I mean, I think sex is very healthy, and you shouldn't go more than a month without getting laid.
Really?
Absolutely. That's always.
What if you're married?
Rule.
I'm going to die soon.
Yeah.
I mean, more than that, but I mean, I don't think it's healthy not to have sex.
So, do you think that you still think you'd fucking want to bang Kathy, but you're not attracted to Dan anymore because of his fucking?
No, I like Dan. We had a good date. No, I don't have change like that. I liked him. We had a good date.
You know he's got a huge piece, right?
Does he?
Oh, look at your
Freudian
fucking eyebrow.
You accidentally pointed at me.
Wow. Does that change things for you?
No, I was attracted to him because I dug his personality. I thought he was very cool.
But what was
I
it?
I liked the way he liked me. He acted into me, and I thought that was really hot.
Can we do
just
one thing?
Put in, what am I going to do? Start having like a booty call relationship with her. It just wasn't like anything.
Can we do this? Can we?
That was the only reason we weren't going to date. Yeah. But if there was potential, I would have went there.
Can you fuck him for the show? Just so we can have.
Also, may I say, I find your personality to be the least attractive thing about you.
There you go, Joey. That's much better than the last one.
Can you guys fuck for the show? I think it would
for
just
the
be
sake of the podcast.
Here's the thing. Do you understand? If you guys. Well, look, you fucked a million guys. Oh, you fucked a million girls.
I fucked a million girls.
What's one more? Come on. Yeah. For the show.
I don't mean a million. I'm saying I'm exaggerating, Elise.
Yes.
I'm enhancing.
I found Robert's exaggerations to be overtrite and inaccurate.
Well, if Kathy doesn't fuck Dan, I want Tatiana to, because I want him to report back to us.
Oh, I forgot
Tatiana.
About Tatiana.
What,
she's
she
fucking
my pimp? She's just like, I want this.
I think Kathy, because Kathy would really fuck the shit out of you. Like, Kathy would make you work for it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't just be able to go in there and go fucking.
And go to sleep afterwards. She'd make it come again.
Yeah, she would not let you get away with some horse shit. Like, you know, if you bang Kelly, she'd just be sad after and not talking and passive aggressive and fucking roll over. And she'd be on the phone. No, Mom, I'm doing good. No, everything's good. And you'd be like,
it's great.
Yeah, I got to go. All right, I'll see you later. I'm just on the phone with my mom's.
I got an earache. I have that earache sitting back on.
Yeah, but Kathy would not let you get away with that. Yeah, not at all. I think it should happen. I think you should try.
What do you think I would do? Like, what do you think I'm demanding in bed? I don't know.
No, I think that you would make him fuck you the way you want to be fucked.
Right. Yeah, I don't think you'd let him be
lazy. Yeah, I don't think you'd let him fuck you.
Like,
I think you'd be like, if I'm getting fucked by somebody, you're going to fuck me the way I want to be
fuck
fucked.
You're going to fuck the shit out of me. You're going to make him go down on you.
Yeah, you're going
to
make
you're
him
trying
take,
to get out of it, but...
You're going
to...
Really? You wouldn't go down on it?
I didn't say no at all.
Oh, okay.
He was listening.
I think that you...
Yeah, it's weird, though, when guys don't like to go down on girls. I mean,
I agree.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, I do, too.
Why is that weird?
If they don't want to go down.
What if you see a tooth?
Then, yeah.
Or a heart beating back at you. Just like boom, boom.
What if you
boom,
see
boom.
One little fang tooth that she hasn't brushed?
Like when you lift up a dog's lip.
Snaggle tooth.
Yeah, and it's like yellow at the top.
It's got a little black on it.
Yeah.
What were you eating? Like when Kelly came out of the bathroom?
I ate like a man, yeah.
Don't tell that, thanks.
Yeah. There we go.
You guys, would you ever do that?
What?
You guys would you're not, and sex is too still crazy for you guys, right? For
what?
You too. Like, you would never have sex with somebody for something.
What do you mean? Like,
as for shits and giggles.
No, Nicholas, I do it because I want to be with somebody.
Right, all right. Elise, would you ever have sex with Dan just for the show? So we can, you can review it.
Oh. That was funny.
Oh, God.
That was good.
What'd you say? Would you do it for Mark Maron's show?
For a top five on for iTunes? An
alternative comic show, yes.
For the Beards of Williamsburg show?
I'd do it for America's Got Talent. How is that not quickest. A laugh line? That's hilarious.
I love that Joe.
It's
I
a
love
big
the...
show. It's a hit show. Plus, the talent is sex.
What are you
that
selling,
joke
it?
Is multi-layered.
Selling it to the
You're
network?
Goddamn Hang right. On. I believe in my joke, just like Bobby's bullshit from 12 years ago. I believe in this.
Yeah, but
I think America's Got Talent is better than that Leaf spit you got.
I'm still not doing it. I moved on.
Well, I mean, that's not a chunk in my America's Got Talent piece.
Apparently, I don't have chunks either. I have little mini bits.
You got some chunks under your shirt. Hello.
Oh.
I don't know. All right, I lost it.
All right, guys. Right. Listen, I think that we've solved a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. This is over, Joe. Mm-hmm. It's over.
I gotta end on that?
It's over. Yeah, we're ending on you. But here's the thing. We've learned a lot. We've learned a lot from Elise. We've learned some big words.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
We've learned some really big
Our
words.
Our lexicon is improved. Is that okay. saying that correctly?
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Scatological, which Love means it. Basically just shit.
Shit.
Yeah, means just shit. Shit.
We learned epitome.
Yes, epitome. And we learned that it's spelled weird.
Epitome.
Epitome. What's the other weird one we learned?
Propensity.
Propensity is a weird
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you're a good
We learned a lot from you, Elise. I'm glad yeah. you came on. I'm glad you weren't. Because yeah. I asked you, and I put it in the email. It's not a setup. I didn't want you to think that I was setting you up to go, you don't fucking know shit from Shinola. Or,
oh, that's a cool saying.
You don't know scatological from Shinola.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but I appreciate you coming on. And you know what? For your first article, I think it was a little overkill, but I understand you had to.
You beat a dead horse.
Yeah, I think you beat a dead. Did you call me a horse?
Yeah.
Okay. Equine.
you beat a dead horse, but you know, I think you're a great writer. I think in the future, when you're doing a 10-year-old comedy album, save some of those words.
I hope to never review a 10-year-old comedy album again.
I hope you should. I think you should. That should be a. That should be. Like, that would actually be a.
She called Elise back in time. I just called her Elise again.
You
Elise
should actually. But this is what you do. Unlike you did with you, kind of you did it a little bit in mine, which I think would have been interesting if you compared the growth. Well, the difference between the two albums would have been actually interesting to do, to see, especially for new comics. Or
Rewrite.
I don't want her anywhere near me.
Okay.
I don't want...
Kate, you want to cage listen, that, pitch, that yeah. pit bull?
I want to listen.
I can't fucking talk to
No, me. But I think that would be interesting if you did go back and get like an old album off of somebody and then get their newer album and then do a, you know...
A compare. That would compare. Be interesting.
Is that the word? I thought you were going to think a bigger one. But
I'll work on it.
That would be interesting. But no, you're a great... You're a very talented writer. Thank Julie is really, really picked up... A really interesting, good person. I don't know. I know you. She's she has something. So Spit Take Comedy, spittake.com. And what's your Twitter?
Elise CZ.
So if you want to follow her and some of her upcoming reviews,
and not
please.
Be mean about it.
Yeah. Nah.
Be a dick.
Look, listen to the album, read a review. There you go. And that's why comedy is very... Comedy is very
subjective
or
arbitrary,
fucking personal, bro.
I think I like my way better.
Yeah.
Okay.
So make sure you go there, Kathy.
Yes.
You know I love you, babe.
I know I love you too.
I love the fact that you come on and
she's a fighter.
She does. I love it.
Yeah. You know what? She stands her ground, and I respect it.
Yes.
I've known. How long have I known you?
Like 13 years.
13 years. Yep. She's the best because she does. She's a fucking loon.
So
she's a lunatic, but we're all fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I love crazy people. Mm-hmm. I love interesting, crazy, fucked up people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I love. That's why I love movies when they have fucking weird faces and fucked up people.
Yeah, hot body, goofy face.
I love, huh?
Hot body.
I like
goofy
like
face.
Spaghetti westerns when they just pick the weirdest faces and fucked up people just because it wasn't all good look. Ugh. You know what I mean? I love hanging around fucking weirdos, and Kathy's definitely a fucking weirdo, but she's in touch with it, which I love you. So, Kathy, what's your Twitter?
Cartoon Therapy.
Do me a favor. Make sure you go to @CartoonTherapy on Twitter and follow her,
and
you guys.
And then unfollow me.
No, don't
follow me and then unfollow me.
Don't do that. That will fuck with her self-esteem.
She'll be checking her unfollows. Yeah, and she'll unfollow
you. I'm going to fucking have a heartbreak.
If you ever get into a point where you're going to kill yourself out of depression, take a picture of your tits and send it to me first.
Okay.
Don't die. Don't let those titties die with you.
Yeah, don't let those titties die with you. Or do it topless.
Okay.
So I'll just fucking download your autopsy photos.
Crop the fucking gun out from the picture. You're just like,
All right, Joe List, at Joe List Comedy.
Yeah. Are you mad at me?
What? I love you. Why would I be mad at you?
I love you, too. I just want to plug, if you don't mind if I can plug, I want to plug my America's Got Talent joke from 4 minutes ago. I feel like it really had legs. And
oh shit, you fucking
that's it, seriously, that was a great joke.
I had to cut that one down.
And September 28th I'll be at the Spot in Providence with Mark Onan.
Hey, friend of the show.
Kelly, where am I going to be soon?
You're going to be at, oh no, Liberty's not going to be out.
Dan Soda, I know, that's what I was doing. Don't tell me to do the show. I know, that's what I was doing.
At Dan Soder.
What are you?
At Dan Soder.
What are you?
At Dan Soder.
Three times. Mm-hmm. Follow Dan Soder. You got a lot of followers from the show.
Yeah, I got a lot.
People love you. People were dying for you back. So you're back. Are you back. Back next week, too?
I'm back next week. I'm back the next couple weeks, baby.
Ooh, ah, la, la. Hey. That drunk podcast might have to happen.
Yeah, and I'm going to be sober with you.
Oh.
I'll just calm down on the drinking.
That's wild.
Kathy's doing her makeup.
You're doing makeup?
During our plugs.
All right, that's what you're going to do.
But I'd figure you and I could be the beacons of sobriety.
It was going to be funny when I was the beacon.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to see you get drunk with Joe.
I don't drink.
Yeah, right. Anyways.
So 7 Miller Lite caps on top.
What happened to Joe DeRosa?
Yeah, his fucking coffee looks like a Christmas tree. We're going to get Joe on, hopefully. Well, if he's not fucking doing, has a meeting or a thing or filming something.
Yeah. With glasses on his
ironing his slacks.
Dude, can you? I have a meeting. It's 11 o'clock at night on a Sunday, Joe. I know.
I'm taking a call early in the morning.
Yeah, I'm taking a call. What? Just come back on the show, you cocksucker.
Miss Joey D.
Yeah, I do too. All right, that's good. Linda, what do you got?
Okay.
Wow, apparently she's never plugged anything.
Your website?
Plug your website, baby. Get up here and put your face on that mic.
LindaTurley.com.
Talking to the microphone.
LindaTurley.com.
LindaTurley.com. Awesome.
I should get a picture of her so everyone can see what she looks like, because she is hot.
That's what we need. Just a bunch of my
fucking
savages.
Hot. Crazy hot.
Be jerking off to the photography of the show. That's good. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, good.
You know, I've moved on from when I was my first comedy, okay?
Take
look
me,
at women
Bobby,
like that.
All right, I got to carry the show with all the jerks off, okay? Come on.
Can you not put your fucking hand in Elise's face? You almost poked her in the fucking eye.
I
love that Kelly's just a fucking lying instigator of the show. Yep. She's a flip-flopper and a liar.
Yep, and that comes from corporate Dan. So if I'm taking a side on something, you know you're wrong.
Where am I, Kelly?
Okay, so
hopelessly devoted to you.
So the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, and the 23rd, you will be in San Antonio, Texas at the Laugh Out Lounge Comedy Club.
Awesome. And check it out. I just booked Stress Factory in Jersey.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, so make sure you come down to that. And somebody, maybe from this room, might be middling for me.
I'll call it.
And it's not Dan.
Oh.
It's not Joe.
Oh. It's Kathy.
Hey.
Elise, you gonna fucking write about it? You better fucking know how to do it.
Live the life.
Live the life, Elise. You guys are awesome. Thank you for the support. Sorry for this long, drawn out fucking... Oh, Kelly. Mama, I'm sorry. Mama, I didn't mean to do that. You know what it was? Is that we should have did you before me.
Well, because you went straight into it, but it's not even for me. It's more for the podcast.
It's
handles.
For you. I
it's
want
for the
you.
Podcast handles.
First of all, fuck you. Kelly, let me tell you something about Kelly Verstuga. Shut your face. Kelly Verstuga works harder than anybody on this show.
Agreed.
Honest to God.
At the show.
Other than really that, other she doesn't things. Work that hard. But honest to God, this show would not be where it's at today if it wasn't for Festuca. Honest to God.
Silly.
I'm not being silly. Believe me, I don't give compliments when they're not due. So shut your mouth and let this happen.
Please don't look at me while you're saying that. You're making me feel nervous.
I'm going to get on a unicorn shirtless right now. Kelly Verstuga is amazing.
She is.
Oh, my God.
At what?
Joe, can you please? No, she's unbelievable. Kelly, please check out Kelly Verstuga. Follow her on Twitter. Occasionally, she writes funny things.
You should tweet that.
She's very funny, and she's a doll. She's a doll of the show right now.
She is reliable, always on time.
What are you talking about? A fucking a dog? What? No, she's unbelievable. About it. She's unbelievable. Seriously, Kelly, you're the best.
Yeah, she is.
And I'm hoping that, you know, we get to go out and see her when I do comedy. She might be coming with us. So this
that'd be awesome.
So we'll see what happens. But Kelly, what do you got? At Kelly Festuca?
Yeah, at Kelly Festuca.
What
and,
else?
And I got my website, kellyfestuca.com. And also the podcast handles, the YKWD podcast at Facebook. Like the page. We just passed 800, so I want to get to 1,000. And then the Twitter one as well, where you get all the photos and the videos and fucking what. Dude,
yeah. If you follow me, make sure you follow. You know what, dude? Because I don't I don't retweet everything from there because I want you guys over there. Yeah. There's stuff that we do over. You know what, dude? At You Know What Dude podcast that you're not gonna get at my Twitter.
Everything, all the photos, all the links.
Go to Facebook and Twitter. Go there. It's on. What's that?
And send in presents. Send in gifts.
We got new gifts coming in next week that I'm gonna talk about. Oops.
I'll give you the address again. 6768 9th Avenue, number 424, New York, New York, 10036. Send us some stuff. It's fun. I love getting stuff.
Yeah, this is Rob from Glory Hole.
Hey, Rob Sprantz.
Hang on. Let's see what he... Hey, Rob.
Good face.
Hey, Bo. It's Rob.
Hey, yeah, you're on this. We're doing the podcast right now. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I was calling you.
Anyways, you guys will see you next week. Bye. You know what, dude? You stink. You know what, dude? Fucking you moron. You know what, dude? Look at this cocksucker.
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.